Let's hope fucking Facebook works tonight.
Yeah, we never did find out what happened last week, huh?
They sent us this thing. They sent us an email, and it was like, there was an issue with Facebook last week. We apologize, but that issue has since been fixed.
Oh, so it wasn't us.
No, I told you it wasn't
us.
It was
never us.
See, that's why you have to tell me fresh things, because I'm old and I'm senile and I have
bad eyesight. How would you pronounce this name? It's spelled G-E-I-G-E.
Gige?
No, oh, God. Gige isn't terrible.
Kevin was ready to tell me no, and then he fucking said it wasn't terrible.
Because I was thinking, like, Gage.
Gige? But... Gige? Gigi? Giggity? Giggity?
Well, that person from StreamYard sent us an email on Wednesday to apologize for the inconvenience.
Wait, so StreamYard had to apologize for Facebook?
Hello. From 3:32 p.m. to 4:28 p.m. Pacific time on Monday, October 17th, Facebook had an outage that caused users not to be able to go live. We're emailing you because based on our logs, it looks like you may have been affected.
Yeah.
You know that Facebook has resolved the issue and streams to Facebook should work normally again. Sorry for any trouble that this has caused you. If you have any questions, feel free to reply to this email. Cheers, Geege and the StreamYard team.
All right. I saw it in writing because Kratzo put it in the chat. How it's so when I actually see it, I think it's Gage.
Okay.
Gage.
I'm trying to see if I can get a pronunciation. How to pronounce Gage in
Can you
German.
Get a country of origin, please?
German.
I used it in a sentence already. I'm not fucking
No,
reading.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Thank you. I feel fine.
All right. According to Forvo.com, it's Geige.
It's German?
Yeah, everybody's saying Geige.
Sounds
Geige.
Like
yep.
Like Geige real. Counter?
Yeah, kind of, without the R.
Ooh,
Geiger
counter.
Good analogy. I like that.
Thanks.
Well, but I do believe it's Geiger counter, though.
Yeah, without the R. It's
Geige. Yeah,
Geige.
Geige sounds like a Street Fighter character. Geige.
Hulken!
Yeah. Or a Mortal Kombat person.
Mortal Geiger. Kombat. Mortal Kombateer? Mortal Kombatter?
Yes. A karate fighter.
That's all. Mortals that they conduct mortal combat.
Geiger. It's what's for dinner.
Well, we have a whole lot to talk about tonight. We got Alex Kane joining us in about an hour and 10 minutes. We got NXT Halloween Havoc picks that we're going to talk.
Yay!
We're going to talk some AEW. We're going to talk some NWA. We're going to talk some Impact Wrestling. We're going to talk some WWE.
Oh, yeah.
God, we got a lot to talk about, don't we?
Well, a lot of good wrestling, man. Me
and Kevin are going to play Can You Beat That? And we're going to hear from the champion because I'm curious to see if anyone from this committee reached out to him to let him know what was going on. Because I feel like when I reached out to him and I was like, hey, buddy, here's the login. And he was like, the login for what?
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, looks like nobody reached out to you. You're not playing Can You Beat That this week. We'd like you to be in the game because the winner faces you at our 11th anniversary show.
That's right.
So that tells me two things. One, the committee dropped the ball. And two, Christian just does not listen to the show.
Well, Christian's a very busy. I mean, he's a busy young man.
Look, I'm a busy old man, and I make time every week to talk to you, Jack Wagon. So
there's a difference between sitting down and talking with us and sitting down and listening to us for 3 hours.
3 hours? He joins us for 20 minutes, if that. He comes in, he slaughters somebody, and he leaves.
Yeah. But you're saying he doesn't listen to the show at all.
Yeah, that's 3 hours.
So?
We'll bring it up when Christian joins us.
Fuck yeah, well, you guys will.
Oh, I definitely will. I got a lot of questions for the champ. I feel like for the longest time I've been hoodwinked by the committee, and now I feel like the champ has been hoodwinked.
For not playing for 1 week? Do you think the committee could just come up with questions all willy-nilly?
Not for not playing. For the lack of communication.
Yeah. Wait.
Ending, reigning, Can You Beat That champion? Left in the dark. He's out right now. He's out in the dark here. He's in the woods.
I see him.
Misty. It's cold. The wet leaves, chipmunks, deer.
Very dangerous animals.
Some thing. It's either a beaver or a groundhog.
Gopher.
The only thing I can say is
the
Geiger. There were former Can You Beat That champions that made themselves known on social media quite a bit. So maybe
are you fucking calling out the champ?
Maybe the champ dropped the ball. I don't know. Look, if I was Can You Beat That champion, which probably will never happen, like, I'd be bragging about that shit all day. I'd be roguing that shit.
Well, Tony, you understand that the life of a Can You Beat That champion is very, very busy. The schedule is full time. Appearances in the morning, autograph signings in the afternoon, you know, appearing at concerts at night. You got to do it all. You got to do the bump on WWE Network. You got to do Bust It Open with Dave LaGreca and Mickey James every day. Listen, this is a very, very prestigious title that Mr. Rocco owns, not to mention his full time as a trainee and pro wrestler at the world famous Monster Factory. He's doing it all. He's the John, and he's making wishes. He's the John Cena of Can You Beat That?
Making wishes or granting wishes?
I would just say making wishes, just not to be a bad guy.
It would be nice though if he was doing all these appearances with the actual Can You Beat That championship belt. I'm just saying. Look at his fucking hand job looking over his shoulder.
Do you want to get it?
No, I don't want to get it. You shouldn't even have the damn thing.
Where's my deposit back?
What deposit?
I put a fucking deposit down on the title.
Bret Hart belt up your ass too.
Tony, let's be honest. If Matt sent that to Christian Rocco, there's no chance we ever get it back.
I don't think so. I think
he doesn't listen to the fucking show. You think he's going to mail a belt back to us?
No chance.
Well, then maybe the committee should be rethinking who they choose for challengers from now on.
Well, why don't you talk to the committee?
I've said it a million times. I can only suggest things to the committee.
You can only suggest things to the committee.
Listen, hand job, you're lucky you got your fucking shot tonight. Be happy, be proud, and make sure Kevin doesn't beat you.
I am still anti this whole committee bullshit.
Well, all right. Are you anti starting the show? Because it seems like that's where we're going.
Let's fucking get this dog and pony show on the road. Coming at you next, Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, episode 608, Alex Kane, The Wizards, Can You Beat That, and so much more.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on RantiumRadio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.ShiningWizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a Patreon supporter at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hey, yo, what up, people? It's the definition of fly. El Dinero de la Iglesia. Mr. TV ready himself, the church's money, Black G's, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Know what I mean?
What's up, fuckers?
Where did G's go?
It's a stupid fucking question, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa! Hey, this was Moose.
God, that was disgusting.
Shining Wizards rule the world.
You are tuned in live to episode number 608 of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Coming to you live on the Rant, RantDMRadio.com. Coming to you live on social media, the Facebooks, the Twitches, the YouTubes, and the Twitters. And going with you wherever you go, because we are available on each and every podcast and streaming platform. Let's just jump right into this. It's time for some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
KJG.
My boys, I hope you got your Geigers all ready to go. We got a ramrod of a show tonight coming right up your ass.
I got so many Geigers, I need a counter to count them.
Oof, I like it. I like it.
Sorry, I stole that from Matt.
A ramrod, huh?
A ramrod, right up your old poop chute. Right up the old Hershey Highway, the old hiney hole.
I heard you. I heard what you said. I heard the words that came out of your mouth. Is that like your new gimmick? Like you're gonna say something weird at the start of every episode?
Well, like ramrodding you into your.
I mean, last week I think you said, "Oh God, I'm so fucking horny."
I didn't say that during the intro, though, did I?
I believe it was after that. The start of the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the start of the show is not necessarily the intro, although the intro is part of the show.
Right. I'm just saying, is that your new thing? Like, you're going to say something, dare I say, outlandish?
Well, I mean, I did say sex for six, so that kind of threw me off a little bit.
All right. Well, buckle in, kids. We're slowly approaching the 11-year anniversary show, and Tony's going to turn his freak level up.
Fuck yeah.
Super freak.
Hello, ladies.
How you guys doing this fine week?
I mean, it's Monday. The week is, you know, it's pretty fine.
Yeah, but I don't talk to you guys during the week, so.
Okay.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing awesome, brother. How are you?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Well, you guys are living the dream tonight because one of you will go on to face Christian Rocco for the Can You Beat That Championship at the 11th anniversary show.
What's the other one going to do?
One
of us is still going to be here for the 11th anniversary show.
They're going to talk to me and wonder why they lost today.
Oh,
probably going to bitch and moan about how hard the questions were.
Well, that's the game.
That's me.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
I need to apologize for last week.
Why? What happened to you last week, bro?
I had a couple of those delicious Angry Orchard hard ciders.
That's right. How did I know this is where this was going?
But I had them on an empty stomach. And by the time we got to the pile driver video, man, the lights were on, but fucking nobody was home. I was out to fucking lunch, dude.
And you said butt fucking.
I was like, and this show needs to fucking end. I am fucking out, man. It was rough. I did, because I recorded an episode for the Apron Bump podcast. Then I kind of went right into our podcast. And then beforehand, we were putting up the light fixtures and shit. So I didn't really have anything to eat throughout the day.
Right.
So I was kind of hurting.
And we started wondering the great question about the whole Jerry Lawler and Andy Kaufman story. Yeah. So that kind of, you know, sent us off on a tangent. So
great topic.
Oh, for sure. But I apologize to you and your intestinal tract.
No, don't apologize to me. It was my own fault. My own damn fault. I hope it didn't affect the show.
No, not at all. The show was a banger, bro. Like the kids say, the show slapped, it banged, it fucked, whatever other words you guys
shoved.
Yeah, it shoved right up your ass with a ramrod. It ramrodded your hiney hole. Last week's show slapped.
But the reason I bring this up is because there was something I wanted to bring up last week. Talk about or ask you guys. So I did this Apron Bump podcast with Kyle. And the episode will be dropping in like 2 weeks. We covered Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor, 2003. And the big match on that card is Raven, CM Punk, in a dog collar match.
Sure it is.
Yes. Legendary.
But also on that card at the Rexplex in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Of course.
The one and only appearance in Ring of Honor for Jeff Hardy.
Wait. Yeah, was he Willow?
Dude, it's the weirdest. You have to watch it.
But was he Willow? Because I remember he was Willow.
He comes out in the mask.
All right, I remember this.
And the crowd fucking hates him.
Yep.
Like if he fell and broke his neck in the ring, they would have given him a fucking standing ovation.
Mike Spear just typed that in just exactly as you were saying it. He got booed out of the building.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Fuck Jeff Hardy.
Yep.
You got fired.
Yep.
So then he comes out. He's got the mask on, right? And then he's like doing all the Jeff Hardy shit pre-match, but he's also like chanting, "I fucked up." It's so fucking weird. And then in the match, he gets the mask ripped off. It's him and Joey Matthews, and then one of his students. It's a three-way dance. It's fucking awful.
Well, Jeff Hardy was in a really bad place.
And ends up winning, but the whole experience is just super fucking weird. And I don't know if you guys ever saw that. It was the first time I had seen it, and I completely looked when Kyle was like, we're going to do Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor. I was like, oh, let me look at the card. And I completely missed. Like, I looked over the card just to see who was on, and then I watched it. And when he comes out, it's like, oh, it's Jeff Hardy, but he's got the Willow mask on. And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, oh, man, did Ring of Honor do like a, like they said Jeff Hardy was going to be there and they put somebody in a Willow mask? But it's fucking him, and it's fucking weird.
And it's, you have to remember, Matt, what year was this you said?
2003.
I don't think we've ever seen Willow before this. Maybe we have, maybe in other independents, but this was like, we were kind of fresh into this whole Willow counter identity that Jeff Hardy presented. So I feel like people just still didn't know what the F to make of it.
You said
it was so stupid.
You said this was what year for Death Before Dishonor?
2003.
Oh, so then he eventually did Willow and Impact, but that must have been much later. But
this is like, this is like our first introduction to Willow. Fucking one of the, I'm not going to say it's the first time he ever did the character.
Fucking but Willow.
From what I remember, it's, and I couldn't tell you end all about the actual match, but I remember the crowd. I remember watching clips of the crowd reaction of him being absolutely mercifully, mercilessly.
Yes.
Booed. That was like Poughkeepsie for me. I can't say Poughkeepsie.
I mean, I would think before this, he only ever used the Will o' the Wisp character in Omega, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So unless you lived in, you know, Cameron, North Carolina, you had no idea who Willow was.
Mike Spears said he had just did an interview somewhere and said he lost his passion for wrestling or something. And they were like, the announcers couldn't get over how like much they hated him. And they were like, well, he said he was burnt out and he lost his passion. And, you know, I thought the Ring of Honor fans would be more supportive of him. You could hear, and there was like pockets of like girls who were there to see him. You could hear them like screaming.
That was me.
But everybody else was, it was, dude, when they chanted, "We want Matt."
All right. So Jeff Hardy is not immune to this syndrome that we have in pro wrestling, where if you become too popular and too awesome and too goody-goody and too much of a good guy, everyone's going to freaking hate you. And I don't think this has had anything to do with like his personal issues or why he got fired. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it's that Jeff Hardy was just too over, and people and guys just don't like that. Happens every single time someone gets to the top on that level. And also Willow is stupid.
Yo, okay. Yeah, so I'm just reading up on this period of time real quick. He actually wrestled Crazy K in Omega just before this match happened.
Yes.
That's crazy.
The whole thing is weird. It's crazy.
Now, was this around the same time as Edge and Matt Hardy's deal? Because Matt Hardy also got super popular while Jeff Hardy kind of fell out of favor.
Well, was Matt Hardy doing the version one gimmick at this point?
This is 2003. So he was, that was the, I'm thinking, this is how my mind works. I'm thinking Royal Rumble. I'm like, was Matt Hardy in the 2003 Royal Rumble? And is that the Royal Rumble where him and Shannon Moore were doing the V1 stuff? And I can't 100% be certain on that. That may have been later. That may have been 2004 or 2000. No, maybe 2003.
Let me see. What year is this? 2002? It's hard to tell because there's not a lot of dates in what I'm looking at. But 2002, he was already doing the version one stuff with Shannon Moore.
Yeah. The stuff with Edge happened in like 2005.
Okay. So then they're not related then. But Matt Hardy was like, but actually they could be related because version one was like incredibly popular.
Okay. So WrestleMania 19 was March 2003. He defended the Cruiserweight title against Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Mysterio. No, I think Hardy won that, didn't he? Didn't he retain?
Yeah, he did. He defended. That's why I said he defended against Rey Mysterio.
Well, defending doesn't mean you retained it.
Well, I didn't say what the result was. You kind of beat me up for not saying the result.
No, I was just curious. I wasn't beating you up. Because normally you would assume that Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania would win whatever belt he's challenging for. But the whole story with Matt Hardy at that time was he was like kind of like that Disco Inferno story in WCW, where like he was trying to like keep weight and be like a cruiserweight. And clearly he wasn't. And I think that's when Mysterio wore his Flash-inspired gear from Marvel.
Oh God, dude, this is getting so bad. This is
down the aisle without even going down the aisle.
So apparently at some point, I don't even remember this, Crash Holly joined like the Matt group.
The Mattitude followers. So I'll tell you. So you had Shannon Moore as Matt Hardy's number one Mattitude follower. And then you had Shannon Moore who had Crash Holly as his like Mattitude follower in training or something like that. It was such a
Is this true? They called Shannon Moore on?
No, that was what they called Crash Holly.
Oh, he's Shannon Moore's more on. Oh, I get it.
Chain of command. Matt Hardy told Shannon Moore what to do. Shannon Moore told Crash Holly what to do.
Oh God, dude, this is so. My heart's breaking already for all this shit because he wanted to go back to Raw to be with Lita, and then Christian was like teasing that he was fooling around with Lita, but then it turns out it was Edge the whole time. Holy shit!
You think you know me?
Holy shit. Oh my God. I can't go down this rabbit hole anymore.
Dude, it was I loved Matt Hardy at this time with his like Matt facts on the side. Is like Matt Hardy doesn't like mustard or like,
oh, it was good shit.
It was great stuff. And that's probably the most, that might be my favorite Matt Hardy ever.
Matt, they brought back the Matt facts briefly in AEW, didn't they? Didn't they do something along those lines?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have.
He doesn't have a list of Matt facts in front of him.
Off the top of my fucking head.
What
more do you want out of me, dude?
I mean, it could have been like, yeah, when AEW first started, they brought that back as part of his gimmick or something.
He was broken, Matt, when he came back.
So then when did they did the... See, Kevin knows more about AEW than you do. Don't you do a show on Wednesday night?
He came back the same night that Brody Lee came in.
Yes.
I remember correctly. Listen, Tony, don't get on Matt's nerve here tonight.
Holy shit. Kate's right. I think it was the stadium stampede, or as Jim Cornette would call it, football field fuckery.
Football field fuckery.
God damn, wrestling on a fucking football field. Motherfucker getting thrown in water, becoming a fucking different person. Motherfucker.
I think Big Money Matt is the only thing that Matt Hardy's ever done that did not go well. Like the whole thing with him and Andrade and Private Party. Like I like the union.
You're talking about an AEW.
Yeah.
I'm talking about overall ever.
I don't know. Do you ever watch his Ring of Honor stuff?
Oh, he was all fucked up back then.
I think it was actually clean then.
Oh.
And then I think he had come back. He did something called Scum. He was in Scum.
Oh, yeah, Scum. Was that bad?
I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan of Scum.
Scum.
Wasn't Punk in that?
No. Steen.
Steen.
It was Steen, Hardy, Steve Corino, Rhett Titus, Rhino, Jimmy Rave, Jimmy Jacobs, Cliff Compton.
Now that's a rabbit hole I'm going to have to go down.
Yes. It was originally Corino, Steen, and Jacobs.
Well, Carino's basically Punk. They look exactly the same. Tell me that CM Punk and Steve Corino don't look exactly the same.
And they both have small nipples, which is fucking oddly like congruent between the two of them.
They're nip twins.
Holy nice. Shit. I've never seen a man with smaller nipples than Steve Corino. It's fucking just unreal.
Are you into the nipple man?
No, but it's something you notice. Like you notice Dusty Rhodes' splotch and you notice Steve Corino's tiny nipples. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
All right, fair enough. Hey.
Doesn't Bret Hart have tiny nipples too?
No, his really just point downward, and it's always kind of hard to tell because he's always wearing like the two strap singlet.
The down nipples.
He does. Not like that, but they point downward.
It always bothered me when like people when guys wore their singlets and it didn't cover the nips, and the nips would just somehow escape from the singlet top.
Escape of the nips.
Like Braun Strowman when he like wore like that when he wasn't wearing like a top, his shirt nips everywhere.
Yeah, nips, it's weird. Everywhere. Nips everywhere. That's the name of the episode tonight.
What, Escape of the Nips?
No, Nips Everywhere.
Nips Everywhere. It just bothers me. The point of the singlet is to cover the nips.
Is it at the point of the singlet?
Maybe not, but
let me ask you this.
That's how I always saw it.
I don't remember. When I wore my singlet, did my nips get covered?
Tony, your nips are like Dusty Rhodes' splotches on each side.
I mean, I know my taco meat was always showing, but I don't
Are you going to bust my balls if I don't remember what you look like in a fucking singlet?
No, one word answer would suffice in this instance, because nobody wants to hear about me in a singlet.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But if you're interested, throw in the YouTube. ECPW The Experiment and let us know.
You look like Janet Jackson all over the place out there.
Fuck yeah, dude. Justin Timberlake showing my titties all day.
Nips everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
So nips everywhere, wrestlers everywhere, Jan everywhere. The Carl Anderson saga continues.
Oh no.
Continues to be full of twists and turns.
We're leading off with New Japan news tonight, Kevin.
This is everything. This encompasses.
I understand. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, look, there's some running stories that we need to tie together. We were talking about this last week, and if you're new to the show, please go back to the archives, check out all of our episodes at shiningwizards.com. The idea of Carl Anderson working for both WWE and New Japan, fulfilling the dates that he said he was going to fulfill. Up until when we had done the show last week, we were all under the assumption that he was going to fulfill said agreements.
Correct.
After we got off the show last Monday, there was announced a match for the Crown Jewel, which is November 5th. Also the same day as Carl Anderson's alleged never open weight championship title defense against Hikuleo. So he is to now be in Saudi Arabia with AJ Styles and Luke Gallows taking on Judgment Day, and also to be in New Japan.
Did you see Rocky Romero's quote tweet of the video that they shared?
I did not.
It's like, return the belt, bitch.
Ah, Rocky calling them out. So then,
or something of that nature.
To Kevin's point there, the big LG and the Machine Gun put out the video where Carl Anderson said he only takes the big bucks and he only shows up for the bright lights. So he will not be wrestling at the New Japan November 5th show, which could have been taken a couple different ways. It could all be a work.
Okay. All right. There it is.
It could also be him saying he's not showing up to defend a title unless it's Wrestle Kingdom, because that's the bright lights.
Yeah. That's my working theory, is that he's still going to do something with it. But what's the other one?
The other one is the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yep.
Was not very happy with the video. He took to social media Saturday and he said they're working to ensure the match takes place and that they expect all wrestlers to honor their advertised commitments. We are doing all we can to ensure every single match in Osaka on November 5th happens as promised. We expect all wrestlers, especially champions, to honor their advertised commitments.
But the Never Openweight Championship. He can Osaka my dick.
And this also played into they're doing the Road to Battle Autumn shows. So Hikuleo also had some things to say backstage and some post-match media blitzes that didn't involve brawls and dogs and biting. So it's still very gray. I don't know.
Well, he has a chance to work with AJ Styles and Big LG, and it's fucking Saudi Arabia. Money, 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 money. You don't think he's got a nice bonus coming for fucking doing Crown Jewel? You're out of your mind.
He was one of the outspoken wrestlers who got stuck on the airplane on the runway. No,
you know what helps you get unstuck? Fucking cashola, baby. Cashola, cash money. Yeah, yeah. Money. Yeah. Really? This, we're going back to this?
We have to talk about it.
We'll get back to it. Don't make it disappear.
No, because this is the one that I wanted. Two things looking at the video. Tony's nips are mostly covered except when his gear gets messed with. Two, Tony looks like Eddie Kingston.
That was Ryan Sullivan.
Yes, sorry about that.
Ryan. AKA Ryan Schlong.
Mike Spear Jr. says, just for the record, the experiment's nipples appear to remain in the singlet.
Yeah, but the taco meat was all out there, baby. All out there. Just curious, which matches did you guys watch? Or is there only one out there? I think there's a few out there. I don't know. I'm just curious to know. Yeah, let's get back to fucking Carl Anderson trying to make money for his family.
So I think it's obviously there's some sort of handshake, wink, wink stuff going on here between New Japan and WWE, right?
I don't know, man. Would you want the president? Is the president of New Japan getting in on the gimmick? Like, is that the thing? Like,
president of AEW gets in on things all the time.
Right. We're comparing apples to fucking cocaine piles here now at this point.
All the time, bro.
Did we talk about his interview with Ariel Helwani last week?
I don't think we did.
He didn't answer shit about anything.
Because he was in freaking promoter work mode, bro.
It's also an ongoing legal investigation.
He could have. There's a way to answer questions without not answering them other than going, I'm not answering that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like a dickhead move.
I mean, would you rather him like give very vague answers or just say he's not?
Listen, you can give a vague answer and still give a satisfactory answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could say, look, it's legal. I'm not allowed to talk about it. All I could tell you is this, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's it. That's how you promote. That's promoting 101, dude.
Promoting what? The fucking lawsuit?
No, promoting his product. As Kevin just drops everything.
I'm going to read this comment from Kate. Trusting WWE to have goodwill around other promotions seems downright silly.
Oh, you know what else seems downright silly? Fucking everybody's Uncle Dave falling for Joey Janela's joke that Game Changer Wrestling was working with WWE.
Well, I mean, it seems that WWE had some goodwill towards Impact when they allowed Mickie James to have the belt on and use Hardcore Country. That's something. Yeah. That's something that we never thought that we'd ever really see. Someone under contract somewhere else using their music and having their championship on their pay-per-view. That's goodwill. And might not be much compared, you know, seeing on the levels of WWE and Impact.
And I don't think anybody's twisting Carl Anderson's arm. I'm sure if he really wanted to work the New Japan show, Triple H wouldn't have had a problem with it.
Now, I recorded
The
Bread Club this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
How's he doing? How's Kieran doing? All right.
It was great. Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
I'll let him know you asked. Would they work in a storyline where, like, Finn Balor books Carl Anderson a flight for November 5th and sends him to Osaka, and Hikuleo picks him up at the airport and beats him up like a Bullet Club reunion?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not gonna lie to you. That would be freaking awesome.
It would be so random and so outrageous. It would kind of be awesome.
So now here's the thing: is that something that a Vince McMahon would do, or is that something a Triple H would do? Because it's in theory, the story sounds like something Vince McMahon would do, but the reality scenario it could be so entertaining it works for a Triple H regime.
Yeah, would it be awesome? Number one, it's definitely a Triple H thing. Would it be awesome? Yes. Is it going to happen? Most likely.
Dude, I would not. You guys just came up with this on your own?
I did, yes.
That's what I would do.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
For sure.
Everybody wins.
I like.
Yeah. Look, so- I think Trips is trying to right the wrong of... like the last 20 years of Vince trying to fucking burn everything down around him.
I mean, not everything was completely wrong. I mean, I get your point, but...
Yeah, just his dick in somebody's mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Goddamn, pal.
Pal. Man, dude, imagine that. Like, that's his, like, salutation to say goodbye. Well, goddamn, pal, good work.
Here's my dick.
Johnny, get my checkbook.
And my dick.
Where's Paul?
Could have bought fucking WCW and ECW three times over with what he paid for everything.
Whole WCW thing, like the thing that sticks out of my head about that is that Chris Jericho said, I wish I had known what Vince McMahon bought WWE or WCW for because I could afford it. And like Chris Jericho saying that basically he would have bought WCW and the tape library and all that stuff. But getting back to Triple H and, you know, the booking thing for that real quick, as an aside, I don't think he's done anything bad. The only thing that I'm not crazy about is the Dexter Lumis Miz stuff. Have you guys seen any of this?
I haven't seen it, but I've been reading up on it. And I mean, He's supposed to be like a goofy kind of stalker, isn't he? I mean, isn't
that the schtick? And it's like his head like comes up, like Miz like removes like a present and his head's there. And
or like even there was one show where he was just under the ring and he slid out from under the ring, right?
That was a great that was great.
See? Because
that's hysterical. That was the best. I forgot about that. That's the best.
So did they actually wrestle or is that coming up? I thought they were supposed to work a match where if Loomis wins, he gets a contract or some nonsense
like
that.
Maybe that's tonight or maybe that's Crown Jewel.
Phil, it's not on Crown Jewel. I feel like I saw somewhere that the Miz is hurt.
Oh, for real?
He posted something on his Instagram today where he was like doing like crate jumps.
Dude, I tell you time and again, like if I was starting a promotion, Randy Orton would be my number one pick hands down. But definitely top five, The Miz, no doubt about it. Because for everything that people bitch and moan about him for, he's a solid hand in the ring. He's a great ambassador and he's fucking really good on the mic.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the bitching and moaning stopped a long time ago.
Okay.
It depends on who you talk to. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot less than it used to be for sure.
They were supposed to have their match last Monday, The Miz and Dexter Lumis for the contract. But Miz attacked him during his entrance with a steel chair and beat him down.
That's right.
The match never happened. He is dealing with a bursa sac that continues to burst and that he messed up his shoulder for a bit.
What's a bursa bursting sack? All over the place.
B-U-R-S-A bursa sac.
Yeah, I forget what it is. I
used is that just like this. Fluid?
I'm gonna look it up now.
In a
fluid. It's in your knee. Oh no, it could be in your elbow. Wait, they're all over the place. Yeah. Apparently, you got tons of bursa sacs.
It's probably just like an infection that develops. I'm guessing it's an infection that develops fluid, and you have to.
Well, bursitis is the infection, but if it happens in any one of the bursa sacs, I guess
a bursa is a closed, fluid-filled sac that works as a cushion and gliding surface to reduce friction between tissues of the body.
There you go.
So it's exploding.
His keeps breaking.
They're near large joints such as the shoulders, elbows, hips, and knees. So there you go. He's got bursitis in the shoulder.
Look at this. Diagnosing people over here.
So who knows? Maybe it'll happen at, what do we got, Survivor Series in November?
Oh.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. I'm excited for a Survivor Series under Triple H. Brand supremacy.
Are you sure it's not going to be about brand supremacy?
I would bet my last White Claw on it.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. Interesting. What do we got here? It looks like Crown Jewel's coming up in a couple weeks. We're going to be picking that. So we got Roman Reigns, Logan Paul.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We just talked about the OC and Judgment Day. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, something I think everyone's wanted since Bobby came back.
Well, they did it. Bobby beat Brock for the belt.
That's right. Omos. Braun Strowman.
Omos.
That's Omos.
Yeah.
And Karrion Kross, Drew McIntyre in a solid steel cage.
Solid steel cage. Kevin fucking blowing up.
That's what the Crown Jewel is looking like. They're also reportedly contemplating bringing back the King and Queen of the Ring.
Oh, good God. Again, really?
Tony, what do you mean? It's more tournaments.
Yeah, my favorite.
Tony loves a good tournament.
Tony's a big tournament guy.
Who doesn't love a good tournament?
Wait till we get to Impact.
Oh, really? Oh, because of fucking what's-his-nuts who traded in the belt, Kazarian.
Option C, bitches.
Dummy.
Right.
And then the last piece of news I have in the WWE world, under the WWE banner, because we do have to get to Halloween Havoc. The Elimination Chamber will be taking place in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Montreal.
February 18th, Saturday night. WWE going with the Saturday night pay-per-views, it seems like.
I like them. I like them a lot.
I think Rumble was Saturday. Rumble. There was a couple that were Saturday.
They had a few of them that have been Saturdays.
I'll give you a nickel if you could tell me the last WWE pay-per-view to take place in Montreal. It was 2009. If you can name the show, I will give you, I'll Venmo you a nickel.
2009. Montreal.
Was it the same month?
I want to tell you right now.
No, are you going to give us the month? Don't give us the month.
No, I just asked if it was the same month. If it's not the same month.
It was not the same month. Took place in the month of, get out of here, fucking House of Dragons, fucking.
I thought you were yelling at Nelly for a second.
No, no. Don't summon the devil. It took place in September of 2009.
All right, so that's an Unforgiven month, but Unforgiven was probably gone by then. Was it like a weird, like, taboo nonsense?
2009, though?
Was it a Hell in the Cell? Was it an Extreme? That was weird.
Probably Extreme. I'm going to say Extreme Rules.
I'm going to say, I think I was at Hell in the Cell 2009, though, because I think that was in Newark.
So were you in Canada?
No, in Newark. So that's why I'm not thinking of Hell in the Cell. I want to say it's some stupid thing.
The I'll give you the two main events.
All right.
I'll tell you the three main events because the ECW championship was on the line. Christian defended that against William Regal. Randy Orton defended the WWE championship against John Cena in an I Quit match. And CM Punk defended the World Heavyweight Championship against The Undertaker in a submission match.
What was the one before Extreme Rules? That was kind of every match had a stipulation. It may be Extreme Rules, but it was before that. Because Extreme Rules only came back when ECW. This is ECW.
It was a one-off event.
Oh Jesus!
No holds barred. can give us the first letter of the name.
Oh God,
WWE.
Oh. I only asked for one, but thanks for the three.
It was replaced by Night of the Champions the next year.
Is it WWE Unsanctioned?
Is it Uncooked?
The promotional poster features.
Fetals.
Oh, the suffer and fuck with that. Triple H.
Is it him with like the jail cell gear?
Negative.
Oh, the nails gimmick? I think that was Judgment Day. One off.
Kevin, don't look at the comments because I read them and I think that might be the answer. And
I'm not looking at them.
Don't look at
the comments. I'm too far
away. Not the answer.
Oh, it's not? All right, fuck it. Look at the comments.
No, Eight Balls of Fire was way later.
And there was a mess.
What the fuck is that?
That's my dryer that still hasn't been replaced after a fucking month. Don't worry, it'll stop in a minute.
Come on, Kevin, and fucking give me your answer so we can move it along.
Yeah, I said Extreme Rules. Come on, what do you got?
Okay, I'll say
right about everything.
Rebellion.
Both of you are wrong.
Well, great. What's the answer?
Breaking Point.
I'm glad I'm wrong. I'm glad I didn't know the answer to that.
You only did one of those?
Kevin, you were right, though. It was September, and then the next month, Hell in the Cell in New Jersey.
Yeah, was that one? That was DX versus Cody and DiBiase. That's right.
Also, Randy Orton, John Cena.
Yeah, but DiBiase is the only one that matters. To be honest.
All right. Do you guys want to talk about the Halloween Havoc?
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
You think Devin Storm's gonna? Crowbar is gonna cut off both of his balls since his boy Ace Darlin's gonna be getting back in the ring.
Did he respond to that?
No, not a word. Of course. So I said during our 600th episode, when our good friend Crowbar was joining us,
that's right,
that since Ace Darling was popping up in ISPW, that he was going to get back in the ring. And I was told, what did he say? He would give up both his balls if that was the case, that it was never going to happen. Well, yeah. ISPW's own Rick Recon put out the challenge to Ace Darling. And if I know Ace Darling, he's not going to back away from a challenge.
So you are essentially putting the cart before the horse because no challenge has been accepted yet.
Bro, you don't get challenged in pro wrestling and not accept the challenge. So that's not how it works.
Taichi calling out Kawada means Kawada's going to get in the ring at 58 years old and wrestle Taichi.
Yes, 100%. As much as I hate Taichi, that's how it works.
You watch your fucking mouth.
Fuck him. He sings like a fucking pile of douche.
This is grounds for termination of the show.
Termination of the show?
Yes. Do not speak ill of Taichi.
I might have to go kick the dryer.
Holy shit. Kick the dryer, kick the wife, do something. Fucking
Jeez, really, dude?
You know you want to. You know there's days when you want to fucking drop kick her, hit her with a shining wizard.
Never, never think of doing any such thing to you're the woman who married me 20 years ago. Good God. All right, don't talk about the pay-per-view yet. Give me 2 seconds. I have to go stop this thing.
All right, Tony's going to go fix his noisy dryer.
I didn't really notice anything.
You couldn't hear it?
I didn't know. Like,
Now, he's not there.
No, I hear the dryer now.
No, you don't.
So then I never heard it to begin with, because then it's just my earbuds. I hear there's something. It's just... that I never heard it at all.
All right. Well, good for you. I heard it. There were moments, pockets of silence, you could hear, creak, 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 creak.
No, I guess I'm just hearing like reverb or fuzzy earbud mic noise. That's it.
All right.
That's it.
You want me to? I can send you one of these. I got a bunch of these extra cans in the basement now since we don't do live shows together.
Are those better? Will those fit? Is the
it's a regular
little jack guy? Yeah, all right. I'll be down.
I'll bring a pair next time we're together.
All righty, Roo. And that would be probably most likely full gear.
Oh yeah.
MJF. Moxley.
Well, we could talk about that when after NXT, before Alex Kane. Did he fucking turn the dryer off? What did he do? Is he trying to fix it himself?
I don't know.
Maybe don't talk about the pay-per-view. Just let's not talk about anything, Kevin. Let's just sit here in silence and look at each other.
That's it. That's it. Let's do it. That's how the show is going to work from now on. We're just going to sit here and we're not going to talk.
Yes.
As long as Tony's appliances are not working.
Damn you, Tony.
His dryer's in literally the next freaking room.
Huh, here he is. He's back.
Relax. You know, if it wasn't for fucking Home Depot delaying my fucking delivery for 3 fucking weeks, I would have had a new dryer by now, but no. Don't buy shit from Home Depot, folks. Take a word from your Uncle Tony. It's fucking ridiculous.
So the dryer still works. It just makes the noise?
Yeah, because it's old. Like, you don't know how many times we've had parts replaced on it, and I don't feel like spending like 70, 80, 100 bucks every time something's got to get fixed. So we said, fuck it. Let's just buy a new one and put that money to something that's not going to break in 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, where's my delivery? You're supposed to come like fucking 3 weeks ago. It's not coming till next week now. So I got this fucking thing for like another 12 days.
Supply chain.
It's so bad.
Outrage. That's your own fault for going to fucking Home Depot.
Dude, there's not a lot of dryers that I can get to fit in the fucking area of my basement where I do laundry. You know this. The fucking doorways are tiny.
So do you measure it yourself?
Yeah, of course.
She's got a stackable gimmick.
There's 3 of us here. We can't wash clothes in a stackable. It's fucking, it takes forever.
Why don't you keep it outside?
What are you Mexican or Mexican?
I don't understand what that means.
You Mexican or a Mexican? Don't give me this camp bullshit.
I'm Italian,
fucking
bro.
40 years old. Teach him how to use the fucking washing machine.
My son is 40. I got a washboard. I swear to God.
What are you fucking Emmett Otter?
That's a wash tub.
Whatever. He uses the washboard too.
Yeah, there's a washboard involved, I believe.
Well, one of the jug banders do, but not Emmett Otter. He plays the jug band, doesn't he?
Oman needs to get a fucking washboard too.
Warsh.
Lazy bitch.
Warsh.
Jesus, dude.
Fuzzy little vermin.
Washboard.
Wash my fucking dirty underwear.
But yeah, but not with your wife's.
No, I do my own laundry, bro. We do not do joint laundry. Is this another thing that's going to blow your mind?
No, it blew my mind already. I've gotten over it. I just didn't know if we had any new listeners out there who gave a shit about you and your wife's delicates.
You're the only one that gives a shit about me and my wife's delicates.
I only give a shit because you don't wash your shit together, dude.
Why do you care so much about how we do our laundry?
Don't you care about the environment? Like, you're wasting water.
Wasting water? I do my laundry once a week.
Okay.
And Rhiannon does her laundry whenever she runs out of lady stuff.
Copy.
Lady stuff.
But she's got hundreds of socks and underwears. So we're not doing laundry fucking all the time.
Oh, no, we are.
Yeah, we're not. Teach your fucking kid to work the laundry machine.
So wait, so like if you, like say like you have like a pair of pants or something that you wanted to wear tomorrow, but you've already done your laundry for the week.
Right.
Would you throw that in with hers?
Sniff test, bro.
Maybe.
All right, there you go. So it's not that crazy, Tony.
Maybe. Yeah. But that doesn't happen often.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is very fascinating.
I don't understand how. We're two different people.
But why wouldn't you, unless like the actual like need for laundry cycles don't match up, I can see why you wouldn't, but like, why wouldn't you just schedule your laundry cycles so that everything goes together?
Schedule my laundry. I schedule my laundry cycle.
Kev, you know what we do in my house? Everything goes in the hamper. When the hamper's full, we drag it down the stairs, we throw it in the wash, and then we wash it.
We wash it.
That's it.
My laundry every Monday.
So my drawers are in my kids' drawers and my wife's drawers, and then when they come out, they're all nice and clean, fold them up, and they go off in the different directions.
So is it a lock that every Monday you'll need to do laundry?
Yes, I do laundry every Monday.
Interesting.
You act like I don't work 6 days a week, and I'm like out gallivanting. I wake up, I go to work, I come home, work shirt goes in the laundry, dirty underwear, dirty socks in the laundry. The next day, same thing. Work shirt, underwear, socks, back in the laundry.
What's the average size load you drop?
Goddamn, pal.
Is it like a full load?
Yeah.
Are you filling it up all the way?
Oh.
So how many loads you do? Like one on Monday or two? You don't go through that much clothes?
Wow. Look, I come home. I take a shower. I put my nighttime sweats on. I put the wrestling t-shirt on that I probably wore the night before because I don't leave the house. I take a shower. I put on a t-shirt. Then I go downstairs. I sit in my chair for an hour, eat dinner. Then I come back up and I take my fucking shirt and my sweatpants off and I go to bed.
So what if you spilled like pulled pork on your nighttime shirt?
Okay. Then I throw it in a fucking hamper and I put a different shirt on.
So your dirty ass stanky underwear sits in that pile for 7 days before you get to it?
6 days.
But all right, so where is your pile of laundry right now? Is it in the basement? Is it in the bedroom?
It's next to the fucking washer and dryer in the closet.
Wait, but your washer's in the basement, no?
No, my washer and dryer are in my fucking bedroom closet.
Matt, does your hamper have a lid on it?
Wait, your washer's on the second floor?
Yeah.
So if you have a problem with your washer, you might get fucked.
What do you mean? We got a new washer dryer like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm worried about just like, you know, if the machine breaks or something, it might flood the house.
Well, it's on one of those fucking gimmicks.
On one of those gimmicks. Yeah. So in other words, it has to go an extra inch to travel through the ceiling in the fucking floor below.
Well, Tony, to be fair, people that have apartment complexes might also have a washer on the second floor, or condos. They might not have their washer.
Yeah, but if your washer leaks and you're in a condo, if you're in a condo, you own it. So yeah,
how did we fucking get here?
I don't know.
Is your hamper cylinder or rectangular?
It's a rectangle.
Does it have a lid?
No.
God.
Okay. Just wasn't sure. That was the most important part of this whole thing, I thought.
Guess what? I don't fucking smell.
And you know what? To everybody in the chat, we're saying wash because Matt says wash. So take it easy. It's a fucking running joke. We're not idiots. It's all I'm seeing in the fucking chat.
What are you guys, fucking Christian Rocco? You don't listen to the show?
Fucking dummies.
Actually, everyone in here probably actually does.
They do. They're all fantastic people.
But yeah, they're just dickheads not playing along with the joke.
I'm just very fascinated how you refuse to put your laundry in with your wife's laundry when it could be extra convenient.
For who?
For both of yous.
I do my laundry way more than she does.
For both of yous.
But, like, all right, so let me ask you this. She's playing her video games on her whatever, the Twitch or whatever the Switch is, whatever that is. And you're doing a load. You don't go, hey, babe, can I throw anything in the wash for you? Or the wash?
The wash?
You don't say that?
She does not want me touching her clothes.
Okay, and vice versa. She won't do the same thing. Well, you're doing this podcast with us idiots.
It's fucking 1955. I'm going to ask my wife to do my fucking laundry for me? No, you met my wife.
No, I'm not saying my wife. I'm not saying that you're going to ask her to do your laundry. But I'm saying if she was doing a load, she wouldn't say, hey, hubby, anything you want me to throw in here with this?
You know why, Kev? Because Matt shits his pants all the time and she doesn't want that fucking cross-contamination. That's what it is.
My fucking counter is still good. Okay, I haven't shit my pants in quite a bit of time. Secondly, there's instances where she's putting in a small load and she'll ask me, is there anything you need washed? and then I will put it in the washroom.
You know what it is? Rihanna's probably got like her nice bras and panties and whatnot. Imagine throwing one of his fucking soiled drawers in there with them. Or the fucking yellow in the front, shirt. Brown in the back. Oh man, I can understand why.
Dude,
sitting in that pile for 6 days.
God, the whole washing machine smells like pulled pork.
What's with the pulled pork?
Listen, you're the one that spilled it on your shirt.
I didn't spill anything on my fucking shirt.
In my head, you did.
Oh my god! All I think that was Matt pulling pork.
Hey, let's just pile on. Guess what? I also don't separate my fucking whites and my colors.
Oh, I don't do that either.
I don't do that either.
Like, okay. There's rare shit that I'll pull out. And
she's
wash
got her with. Whites. She's got her colors. Tony's right. She's got her nice undergarments. They go in a special bag so they don't get all fucking ruined.
Oh, your wife has a bag too.
I just fucking dump it all in the machine. Here we go. Throw all it
right.
in the pod. Shut the fucking door. Hit the button. Matt's out.
Let me ask you this.
Oh no.
Do you put your detergent in first or after the clothes?
I use the pods. I don't put the fucking detergent.
All right, so same question.
He almost fucking came out and said, I don't use detergent.
Good. Yeah. Right, I use a pod. It's detergent. I put this clothes in, and I put the pod on top.
I know I shouldn't, but I pour the liquid detergent on top. You're supposed to put it in the bottom, but
I put it in first. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Matters. Oh boy. Can we talk about Great Balls of Fire, whatever this fucking pay-per-view right. was?
NXT Halloween Havoc.
It's time for the pay-per-view pick extravaganzas. NXT's Halloween Havoc. All right, I'm good.
All right.
Pick segment.
NXT's Halloween Havoc Saturday night. We decided last week that we were going to pick the show.
Yeah, we were going to pick the
show. Do we have an announcement? Do we have an announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Nips everywhere.
This is unfortunate.
Picks are...
Tony!
Tony. Look at this. Lisa. I had my kids wash their own clothes since they were 9.
She spelled Lisa, wash
coming,
wrong.
Coming in correct.
Well, you are a mean mom.
No. Teach your children. Teach your children to take care of themselves.
What does it have to do with a washing machine that's squeaking and barking like a dog?
I'm just saying, teach your kids how to do their own laundry. One day, you're not going to be there to do it for them.
All right, great. I'm sure. I'm
also,
sure.
Lisa putting out great content. Interview with Tessa Blanchard. Interview with Davey Richards.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you're in the Shining Wizards Discord, there's links in there.
Ooh, I got to watch the Davey Richards one. I wonder if she asked him about his big dong picture.
Great question. Lisa, did you ask Davey Richards about his big dong?
Yeah.
The picture. I guess generally you could ask about his dong, but
Tony wants to know.
Everybody wants to know. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, let's get this over with. Tony went perfect. He picked 6-0.
I don't know
how. I don't know why.
I have questions about this, too.
Well, when you get them all right and you don't get any wrong, that's a perfect pick. I don't know.
I don't know how you got one of them.
I got to ask Tony, because I know Kevin like watches NXT every Tuesday and he kind of like overanalyzes everything. And that's why he has to send his picks last. And he's made them like days before, but he won't send it until everybody sends ours.
That's right.
Tony, did you do any preparation for this? Like, why did you pick Wesley?
Yeah.
The North
Wesley's the fucking man, bro. I did my research.
So you did do research.
I always do research. I don't just pick all willy-nilly.
You did research and still picked Wesley.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Can you show me behind the curtain? What does your research entail? Yeah.
I read up on the last couple NXTs. I get a feeling for what they might be looking at, what they might be going, and I just go with it sometimes.
All right. So what did you find? Who do you read?
I read everybody.
Oh,
I read WrestleZone. I read 401 Mania, like any place I can get just the results, you know.
So,
and a lot of times I look like for everything else. Like most of the sites now don't just give you results. Everybody's got their own little kind of spin on it. I look into predictions to see what people are thinking, get the feel for things like that. People in the know.
And the people that you read that are in the know, there was a unanimous outcry for Wesley. I love Wesley.
It wasn't a unanimous outcry, but a lot of people were like, it's Wesley's time. So I'm like, you know what? All right, it's Wesley's time. Let's go for it.
And I will tell you, watching the opening match, the 5-way ladder match, I instantly regretted my pick because the way they were building Wesley up, it's he's had a terrible year. It's his time. And I instantly figured this was going to be Wesley. I also did not realize just how awful Booker T is on commentary.
Right there.
Well, he's awesome.
I've been saying it forever how terrible he was. He might be like the greatest, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. He should never, ever touch a microphone.
I don't watch NXT, so I did not know that.
Even when he was on SmackDown and
but this was all
was other stuff. Even on, whole, even on his pre-show stuff, on his roundtable, he's terrible.
But this whole thing with the announcers, this was all just shuffled a couple of weeks ago.
Like, he's done it before.
I mean, Wade Barrett is now on SmackDown, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or is he on? Yeah,
he's on SmackDown.
They moved everybody around. And there's some other guy who's on Raw now, some British guy, maybe?
I actually think his first name is Kevin. But
might be.
He was like a backstage kind of dude, may have done some ring announcing, and now he is there with Corey Graves. And you have
his name is Kevin Patrick.
There you go. Yes. That's the guy.
So he's on SmackDown with Corey Graves. You have Colin Barrett. And you have Vic Joseph and Booker T. And I think the person that's really going to suffer from this, even though he hasn't been terrible, I love the chemistry with Wade Barrett and Vic Joseph. And just to all of a sudden split that up is like I'd rather have Booker T be with Michael Cole, because at least like Michael Cole could like kind of like harness. Like, and I'm not saying Vic Joseph can't, but Michael Cole's been there for 25 years, for Christ's sake. Like he could tell Booker T, like, hey man, chill out with your right there's and your. And I do love the Shucky Ducky Quack Quack. I will say that. I do love
it. Can I sidebar?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why it just came up. Probably because you said Booker T and I say Booger T. I was watching some old Mid-South. Bill Watts refers to Jim Duggan as Jim Dugan.
Yes.
I didn't like it.
No. I don't blame you. He didn't call him Jib.
Let's proceed to the NXT. So I'm not going to lie. Very transparent here. Watch the first match, five-way ladder match. Crazy, crazy shit. Crazy spots. Just unbelievable.
It's what you expected. It's what crazy. you kind of had. And they didn't disappoint, obviously. So
no, it was. There were some spots where you're like, someone's gonna die. Someone's gonna fucking die tonight.
But I'll tell you this though, not my favorite match on the show.
Uh oh.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. That next thing they did where Mandy Rose and Gigi Dolin and JC go to the haunted house to find Alba Fry really just made me not want to watch any more of the show.
Don't you mean Alba Fire?
And I ruined the gimmick, bro. So I watched like 3 minutes of the Apollo Crews match and I put on The Watcher.
I don't blame you.
Now, I have been told the rest of the show was pretty good. I just was like, man, it was like fucking like 15 minutes. And I was like, what the fuck, man?
All right. So I understand that, but I think you have to keep in the context of what the show is. It's Halloween Havoc. So the spooky stuff, the little, you know, tongue in cheek stuff, the little gimmicky stuff that we kind of had in NXT even prior to, you know, the McMahon. It's not the first time we've had it. So I agree, it's not ideal, but it was, to me, it was just like, it wasn't great. I'm not going to hit here and sugarcoat it, but I understand why. And it was a nice little fun little prolonged thing that they did. But if you turned it off, my favorite match of the show, Matt, I'll jump ahead a little bit, was the ambulance match with Julius Creed and, oh God, his name is escaping me. The other guy that was in Diamond Mine with on Roderick Strong's side.
Is his name Damian Kane? Is that a name? Is that a thing? Did I make that up?
Damian Kane was the guy that used to wrestle for ECW.
No, Damian something?
Damian doesn't sound right, but he could be.
Damian Priest?
Damon Kemp.
Yeah, Kemp. Yeah. That was my favorite match of the show. That was just freaking, that was like kind of like a stadium stampede, but like one-on-one, like just crazy nonsense, fucking each other up type shit. That was my favorite match. So
I'm going to, just because Kevin is a New York Jets football fan.
Uh-oh.
We have breaking news, Kevin.
Did they make a trade?
The New York Jets have traded for James Robinson of the Jacksonville Jaguars to be their running back.
Wow. Dude, that's a good trade. Who did they get? What'd they give up?
Some draft picks.
they needed it because Breece Hall was their like Breece Hall is the reason why they're 5-2 right now. So the fact that they now got James Robinson in there, I thought they would make a move for one of the San Francisco running backs that will now be having less touches because of Christian McCaffrey being there, or even like a Kareem Hunt from Cleveland. But I like that pickup. You got what you got to do, man.
Little good news for Kevin Grifo here. We cover it all here. Laundry, right. Sports, wrestling. You come here for all that shit.
That's right. Yeah, went to the Devils game the other night with the committee. Oh, shoot. Should have said that.
That's not like it's hard to hide. You see his face every time he does the fucking video. Tony, did you happen? I know 6-0. It's a mighty, mighty impressive victory. Anything? You get a chance to catch anything from this show?
No, honestly, I didn't. Not for lack of trying, by the way. Just
oh, really? Why? How did you try?
I tried watching it, and every time I tried to watch it, I realized that I didn't have time to watch it because something else came up, and I wound up not watching it.
All right.
I'd go out of your way to watch it. I mean, I think it's one of those shows where
you will
kind of enjoy. You're not going to get blown away, but it was fine.
And it's easy. And I don't typically watch NXT, and I've been dying to see like how it's been changing since it's been changing back to what it used to be.
Here's the one thing I will say, and as far as I know, Triple H, Shawn Michaels is the guy for NXT. And I'm wondering in the back of my head if Triple H, like Shawn Michaels to me, obviously he's one of the best to ever do it. Just like I said before about Booker T and he shouldn't do commentary. I'm wondering if Triple H should be a booker or Shawn Michaels should be a booker. Cause I don't think he's as cerebral or as attention or I have no idea. So I'm just speaking literally off the top of my head. I just don't think he has the same grasp of the inners and outers of wrestling that Triple H does.
Look,
it sounds weird to say because Shawn Michaels is literally like,
I get it, but I seem to remember Ted DiBiase, Bruce Pritchard saying something about him where he's untouchable in the ring. Like he knows his way around the ring, but when it comes to like implementing that into other people, it just doesn't resonate because he just knows it by feel as opposed to knowing it and being able to teach it.
And I have no idea whether or not he's actually the guy writing the shows at all. I was under the impression that he was like the head of NXT. So whether he is or he isn't, I don't know whether Triple H is still there with the hand. But like it was a fun show. It was a Halloween Havoc show. They had the whole setup. They had all that good stuff. So
is Chucky still like a relevant like pop culture
thing?
He was on the thing, wasn't he?
He was all over the show.
Yeah, because didn't Chucky come out recently? Or am I?
Yeah, like, it was either the season 2 on USA or there's a movie.
That's right. I think they did do a show with him, didn't they?
Well, dude, this is the second season. They did a season on USA, and actually, I think it would come on after NXT or on after one of the other shows.
So like, the new Chucky show is like the Silk Stockings of 2022.
Yeah, but a lot less hot.
A lot less leg on bench?
No leg on bench with Chucky. Chucky's legs aren't long enough.
On step stool?
But like, dude, like now we're all like looking back in WCW in like 1999 when they did the Chucky thing with Rick Steiner and how everyone like literally like buried the hell out of that. And here we are in 2022 and Chucky is all over a WWE premium live event.
Because now it's nostalgia and cool. But back then it was like, what the fuck is on my TV?
Yeah.
Second season just started October 5th.
Well, there you go. So beautiful tie-in.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, it's beautiful. The Boom by a Fight Club and its member. I don't want to speak out of turn. Is he the leader? We'll find out. We're going to bring him in now. Our guest tonight, Mr. Alex Kane, the suplex.
Of course I'm the motherfucking leader. I run the Boom by Gay. Boom by Gay. Boom by Gay.
Bringing it.
I didn't want to upset Mr. Thomas.
That shit be giving me goosebumps. I swear to God. Mr. Thomas knows what's up. He knows what's up. He knows he's the muscle.
Well, we are joined by the suplex assassin, Mr. Alex Kane, former MLW open weight champion.
Yeah, it still hurts. It still hurts.
I think, you know what it hurts, Mr. Kane? That we have yet to see said
the match. Yeah. Yeah, the match is fire. The match, like, if you watch the match from Philly, like, that match was good, but it wasn't my best because I was, like, I guess, real life, I was so worried about proving myself to Davey Richards. Like, oh, my God, like this man's a legend or whatever. And also, he got to the arena, like, I want to say 30 minutes before. So that was a whole headache and fiasco. But back into kayfabe or whatever, the match is fire. The match is fire. And I really need people to see it.
Are you frustrated as a talent? This was taped in June. Mm-hmm. We've yet to see the match, but Davey Richards is on Ric Flair's last match. He just got announced he's defending the title at the NWA Hard Times. I want to see this.
I was definitely a little PO'd when I first saw it, but then I had to like reel myself back in and remind myself that one, it's business. Two, it's not personal. And three, I mean, I guess it gets more eyes on MLW. So that works for them. But I really wish they would have just released the match. I mean, it's probably going to be, because Battle Riot comes out on November 3rd on the Pro Wrestling TV app. Was it Pro Wrestling TV? Yeah, Pro Wrestling TV. Yeah. But I don't know if it's going to be the full show or if it's just going to be like the Battle Riot and some matches. But the smart way for I think to do it is maybe definitely the Battle Riot or whatever, because that's what people want to see. But definitely have that match somewhere in on that first show. Because if they try to like, I think it's going to be really weird if they try to, ask the fans, like, who do you think won the match? Like some carny shit like that.
Right. That'd be weird. Are you going to take all that frustration, bring it to Philadelphia Sunday night and beat up two, poor children who just happen to share the same family lineage as Davey Boy Smith Jr.?
We about to beat the brakes off the musty British Bulldogs, okay? We have to beat the brakes off of them. Davey Boy probably thinks because he's tall and he's big, he intimidates somebody. No, I'm going to drop him on his dome just like everybody else.
Real quick, I just happened to – this is just a random question. I just happened to notice that you were ranked number 86 out of the PWI 500 of this year. Did you know that?
I mean, I knew that. When I saw it, it blew my mind because the previous one, I was 414. So to jump that many spots, which I think it's the biggest jump ever. I think it's the biggest jump ever. But that shit was insane. Because
How do wrestlers feel about the PWI 500?
Man, so many of them hate it, and like I feel like a lot of them don't pay attention to the criteria in which they lay out, and it's not like they're hiding the criteria. They tell you what the criteria is. It's from this date to this date. I can't remember what the dates were, but it's from a specific date to a specific date. So if you have a good run within those dates or whatever, then you're going to be ranked high on that. If you don't have a good evaluation period, then your ranking's going to be low. But it's not saying like these are the best wrestlers in the world. These are just the guys and girls that had the best evaluation period.
Fair.
There's an infamous story where Ahmed Johnson allegedly, when he ranked in the top 10, was trying to leverage himself some more money at the fact that he was ranked top 10. Like that's somebody taking the rank to the extreme.
That's
now,
weird.
Where does the rank play for you? Like, you put some stock in it, you put a lot of stock in it, you don't put... I mean, are you going up to Court Bauer going, hey, look at this, give me my money? I mean...
No, I don't put any stock in it. I actually forgot until you mentioned it. it's cool to be in there because it's like it's something I looked at as a kid, and yeah, I was like, sure, I want to be in this. It's also dope to be in the top 100 in that period. So that's all dope, but like it didn't sell me any more merch, and it's probably not going to sell any tickets. So I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Now, not to be outdone, but the BW 500, Black Wrestler 500, mm-hmm, came in at 35 too. So
yeah, that was nuts.
First of all, it's amazing that these guys take the time to put together.
Righteous Reg is the man. He puts it all together.
Yeah, to highlight the minorities, the African Americans in professional wrestling, it's a blessing. And to have you rank so high, I mean, I think that's more to me. Mm-hmm. I see that as more of a feather in the cap than the PWI.
Definitely a bigger feather in the cap for me. To be ranked that high. I think I'm up there with like Keith Lee and Yeah. I guess the biggest name that I could see was Keith Lee. I mean, there were several other names above me, but to be ranked that high, that's pretty dope to me.
That's representation.
Yeah, Lashley's definitely up there.
Yeah. Almost up there.
Probably.
This is the suplex assassin, Tony. You're throwing fucking almost at him. Get out of here.
No, see, what I want is I want the suplex assassin to be throwing almost. That's what I'm looking for.
That would be fire. I want you to drop
that big bastard on his head.
That would be a moment. Look. See, everybody was like, Hogan Andre. Fuck that shit. Oh, whatever. It's Alex Almost. Oh, whatever. That's money.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard anybody in the show say Hogan Andre. Fuck that shit.
We don't fuck with Hogan, and we don't fuck with Goldberg.
That's two guy.
Yes.
Oh no. Right. Fuck Shawn Michaels. He's turning into a cyclops.
Honestly, I've never, as a wrestling fan, I've never gotten the appeal of Shawn Michaels. I mean, he's a stripper, I guess, a really athletic stripper who's really, really good at selling. But outside of that, I've never gotten the appeal of him. But that's just me.
We just became best friends. Me, Kevin, and Alex Kane. We're going out in the garage to do karate.
That's right,
baby. Look, Alex Kane, 5'11", 238. You're built like a brick shit house. You're going to be these poor kids, these Billington kids, look like they've been locked in a cage in England. They need a sandwich. Bro, you and the Mumbai Fight Club are going to beat the dog shit out of them.
We're going to beat the dog shit out of them, and then Davey's going to try to make the save. We also going to beat the shit out of him. We're going to stomp him out.
I saw the MLW graphic, and I said, what? Just send these tiny ass kids in there with Alex Kane, not even Mumbai Fight Club, with Alex Kane and your newest member, Myron Reed.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. What's the dynamic like that Myron joined you guys,
bro? I've known Myron for a minute. He was funny enough, my first year breaking out on the scene. We were at the Collective over WrestleMania weekend that year. I think it was in Florida. And he walks up to me, walks up beside me. I believe I'm watching For the Culture. And he was like, bro, just keep going. You're going to be up there in no time. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Cause I had not talked to anybody at that time. And then like a few months later, MLW hits me up and I'm like, oh, all right, that's pretty fucking cool. So that was a really dope moment. But I feel like with his style and my style, there's a lot of fun combinations to really put together. And I've been thinking about those a lot. So I'm excited to see what we can come up with.
Oh, I've got visions of tag titles in my head right here.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You need to get the belts off of EJ and Calvin. They ain't doing nothing with them anyway.
That's going to be fire right there. Tag title match. Shit. That's going to be awesome.
And you got a history with Calvin Tankman. You got,
yep, got a history with old crybaby Calvin.
That's
one of the best things about that last season of MLW, man. Crybaby Calvin.
It's on a t-shirt. I believe it's still an MLW shop. You know,
you guys fucked with him nonstop, having him arrested and shit. And
you shouldn't have disrespected me from the get-go. You should have just joined up.
Really?
You should have just joined up.
We're on the line with Alex Kane. Let me plug your social media. At Alex_Kane11 on Twitter. The Suplex Assassin on Instagram. BrainbusterTees.com/wrestlers/ Alex-Kane. And then, of course, MLW on Pro Wrestling Tees. You can get Mumbai Fight Club shirts. You can get Alex Kane shirts. It's all linked in.
Oh,
I done fucked up.
What'd you fuck up? No. I think this is a good thing.
He just ran past like a wall. He just ran through a wall.
I did. He's
fucking Alex Kane, man. He can run through whatever he wants.
I'm a brick shit house.
Yeah. What happened? What'd you do? Did you shit?
No, I had to close. I had to close the patio door because there's a train track like to the left of my apartment, and it was running, so I didn't want that noise in the podcast.
Oh, nice.
We just had to go turn his dryer off because it was making a ruckus.
The dryer sounds fucking terrible, dude. It sounds like a dog howling in the other room. Fucking stupid shit. Fantastic. Oh, and listen, don't go spraying WD-40 on the joints inside your dryer, because then all your shit's going to smell like fucking chemicals. It's terrible.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Thank you for that. I wasn't going to do that, but thank you for that.
No, definitely. A little tip from your Uncle Tony. Don't spray WD-40 in the wheels of the dryer.
No, thank you, Uncle Tony.
Especially when the dryer's running, because if you got a gas dryer, that shit's flammable. You're going to have a bad day.
Since we fucking somehow wandered back into the stupid dryer conversation. Mr. Kane, do you have a significant other?
I do. I do. I am married.
Okay. Oh, congratulations. Man. Welcome to the club. We're miserable.
Not there yet. She's my best friend.
Me not yet either. I was trying to be funny, but she'll fucking come up here and stab me in the neck.
Oh, she'll shank him right in the fucking right in the side of the throat.
Do you and the missus do your laundry together or separate?
She does it all together. She doesn't let me touch anything. I know how to wash clothes and everything, but she's like, I have my way of doing things and I'm going to do it my way. So I'm like, yeah, have it.
Okay. Cause me and my wife do our laundry separate because I will fuck her clothes up. Mm-hmm. These guys are like dragging me over the coals about it.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if you guys identified a problem early and you found a solution, if both people are okay with it, then it works.
The problem is Matt soils his drawers all the time, and she don't want his shit.
I have not shit my pants in months.
Can we ask?
I can't give him shit for that, because sometimes you go to fart and it's not a fart.
All right. Here we go.
Right, now we got the door open. When was the last time you shit your pants?
And it's not a look.
Yeah, we're not talking like full blown emergency necessarily.
No one shits logs. When you shit your pants, well,
most people.
It's always
don't.
A shart.
It's always a shart, but it's still shitting your pants.
Yeah, sometimes you get sick or whatever, and your stomach's not agreeing with you, and you go to fart, and it's like, oh shit, okay, all righty.
Literally, yeah,
I think I've been good for about what, 3 weeks now, 4 weeks,
dude. Bro, you have a problem. You have a problem.
Dick, you have an issue. Because it's been several months for me.
Yeah, me too. But it's like, oh, Matt shits his pants, so his wife makes him do his own laundry. No, I haven't shit my pants in months, and you're like 3 weeks. And you always do it at the fucking breakfast table, you filthy fucking animal. I'm the problem.
You gotta eat the foods that agree with you, not the ones that don't.
You filthy fucking animal.
I'm the problem, right? I'm the guy that...
You're not the problem, Matt. You're not the problem. Tony's the problem. You're not the problem.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Alex Kane, look at this Bret Hart figure.
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna get a Bret Hart inspired singlet.
Nice. That would be fire, dude. That would be awesome.
Is the purpose of the singlet to keep your nipples hidden?
No. Technically, yes.
Winner!
You can't run around, like, in amateur wrestling, you can't run around, like, with the singlet down because your nipples are exposed. I guess it's a censorship issue, even though your nipples poke through the singlet, so I don't really know.
I always thought it was a chafing, like, you might tear them off sort of thing.
No. Because, I mean, people wrestle shirtless all the time. So.
What are you, fucking Andy?
I meant, the amateur style was supposed to keep them covered because of that.
No, I don't think so. I've never heard that. I don't think so, though. I think it just looks professional.
All right.
It's probably beautiful. So you're not sweating and getting greasy all over each other. I mean, the fabric will give you a little bit of grip so you're not just slipping and sliding, you know?
Because that's
the whole purpose of amateur wrestling, trying to take the guy down. It's hard to do if you got no shirts on and you're just, like, slipping over each other, you know?
But, like, that amateur, that Matt, if you get, like, imagine if amateur wrestling was done in just trunks. Imagine, like...
It is for some people. That's a kink, though.
Yeah, you got to pay for that. I was going to say, that'd be hot.
You ever get any weird requests like that? Like people like hitting you up for like, you know, weird shit, like pictures?
There is a page on Twitter.
Oh, shit. Wait, let me write this down.
And they message me periodically, and they're like, hey, if you ever want to destroy your career, you know, come work for us. And I'm just like,
at least they're honest.
But like, it's like one of those like fetish one, like it's like an extreme fetish. It's like, cause it's all black dudes or whatever, wrestling each other, like custom type shit. And they hit me up periodically, and I'm just like, dude, this is not it, bro. That's not it.
You want to name names or you want to keep that to yourself?
I think it's called like Black Wrestling Entertainment or some shit like that.
The BWE.
Yeah, I think, I I can find it later and send it to you.
I have no idea.
But yeah, send it to Matt at Wizards Podcast.
That shit is wild. I'm just like, nah, bro. I'm good.
What do you got here?
I'm going to the Fed one day.
No, oh, yeah. It is Black Wrestling on Twitter, at Black Wrestling.
Yeah. That shit is wild.
Yeah, Twitter
is a wild place.
Sure is.
And plenty of, that shit is
wild. All right, come on, dude. No, you can't show that. Come on, what's wrong with you?
What, Twitter? Dude,
not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. But, off of me. Shit's wild.
Dude, we can't play a song for more than 5 seconds without getting thrown off of this shit. He's good. Jesus, dude. Come on now.
Right. What were we talking about?
Wash your match drawers after he shits his pants.
Can we steer back to Matt? Get us back to wrestling, please.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the realest.
Stop looking at that page. Would you stop?
Yeah, the page is gone. It's back to Twitter.
Okay. All right. He's gonna, after this podcast, him and his wife are gonna be on there like, yo, look at this. He looks very impressive, doesn't he?
After watching that, they might do their laundry together.
Yeah, dude, you're in.
I got it. Alex Kane, we reached out to you and said we wanted you on the show. Were you like, oh, this is gonna be another fucking where did I train interview? We've talked about laundry, shitting your pants, trains and dryers. Obviously, the
Black Wrestling.
I honestly, when initially I was like, damn, I'm going to answer all these questions that I've already answered in several other podcasts. But I am I'm extremely happy that it is just a conversation with some questions. I don't mind answering questions, but who trained you? Like, it's on my Twitter page.
Right. Yeah. Go to his Twitter at Alex_Kane11. What's your social security number?
Bro, I can't tell you that, dog. I don't want one, but I can't tell you.
The want was the
I don't want one. Actually, you can learn so much on TikTok, and some of it's bullshit, and then some of it's actually like valuable information. But essentially, when your parents signed you over to the government when you're born, and that's why you get a social security number. You cannot have a social security number.
That's a great point. Can't do right. You're right, actually. That's awesome.
So we've captured the National Openweight Championship in MLW. Now, obviously, you're going to fight the homeless Beatles next Sunday down here in Philadelphia at Fightland. Are you waiting in the wings to see who walks out of the last man standing match between Alexander Hammerstone and EJ Nduku? Or, as Tony alluded to before, are the tag team titles something you want to shoot for first?
I'm shooting for it all. Whatever one comes across the desk first, I'm shooting for that.
Well, I don't think you can challenge for the women's featherweight championship.
I mean, I probably could.
You probably could. It's all opportunity now, man. It's 2022.
With all due respect, if he's a featherweight, I'm a featherweight.
Look, I mean, if China could wrestle for the Intercontinental title, I think I could wrestle for the women's championship.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, Tessa Blanchard wrestled for the world heavyweight title, so I mean, I guess we could flip.
It's got to go both ways. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's got to.
Yeah, but this has featherweight in the title.
Doesn't matter.
We could fib the weight. Yeah.
That could mean he's light on his feet. That's all.
Yeah. Stop trying to harsh his mellow, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Why are you telling him he can't do something? Come on.
I can do anything I want.
This is a can-do environment, not a can't-do.
Taya Valkyrie and Trisha Dora. Her challenger this Sunday.
I'm really excited. That's awesome.
When I read that, I was like, this shit's going to be fucking awesome.
Very talented woman. Alex Kane would smush them. Smush them.
Yeah, I would.
That's okay. It's competition, baby.
Yeah, but he would smush Hammerstone too.
I'm smush everybody. EJ is probably my biggest hater. And I definitely know Hammerstone's going to come out with the win. Because I just know EJ ain't got what it takes yet. He ain't got what it takes yet.
Interesting take.
He looks like money. He's a great wrestler, but Hammerstone's better. So
he's got to get rid of Crybaby Calvin and join Boumaye. That's what
exactly.
He's
do. Exactly.
He's got up his game and up his worth. Up
he be
his
hating
wealth.
On me on Twitter. It's terrible.
That's ridiculous.
So we touched on it a little bit earlier about the state of MLW and how it's taking forever for them to come out with certain things. What are your overall thoughts on the state of MLW and how it's going to go forward in their functions?
is great for me, dog. I'm a superstar. So, like, that's all I can really say about that. But I do, I think people have to understand that it's not like, it's not done like national television, because national television is week after week after week. But with it being on like pro wrestling TV and BN Sports and YouTube and stuff or whatever, it's got to be done in episodes. Also because we only have like one taping a month, give or take.
Right.
So like it's kind of got to be done in episodes. And I feel like as much as people hate the episodic, the episode format, and like the, and also that like real life also takes on after the season ends, it also gives people who, you know, who are new to the product that chance to like watch through an entire season and get caught up, and then they can be excited for what's coming next.
Right. And I'm trying to think of the last company that has done this, and the only one that comes to mind right now is Lucha Underground.
Yeah, yeah. And
so it's kind of like in that vein, right?
Yeah. It's got that Lucha Underground influence.
Yes, and there's been a lot, and more recently, yeah, in the last couple of years, there's been a huge Lucha Underground kind of influx in the way that the product has been presented. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you, definitely. You got to be tired of El Jefe at this point, right?
I hate that guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that boat too, man.
He's a hoe. He owes me a favor, though. He owes me a favor, and I'm gonna cash in on that here real soon.
It kind of seems like he owes everybody favors. Is that his MO? Like, I mean,
I don't know about everybody else that he owes favors. I know he owes me a favor from Mexico, because he didn't have a luchador. So since he didn't have that luchador, I was like, yo, I'll do you this favor, you know. But you know, I'm gonna call up on this. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna call up on this. So I'm waiting for the right time to cash in on that. But yeah, I guess he plays a very loose, dirty game. It's kind of weird. He needs to get his ducks in a row.
Yeah, it always kind of seems like he's the man with the power, and then somebody shuts him down anyway. So he's like, he's in a weird spot.
Can't wait to wrestle him, though. That's going to happen. I can feel it. I'm going to throw him to the moon, back, and then to the moon again.
You're going to smush him.
No, I'm not gonna smush him. I'm gonna throw him so hard he just dissipates.
Fuck yeah, dude! I love it. I love it.
So, who is the? I'm sorry, Matt. Who is the toughest in ring wrestler you've ever fought?
Who? Even though we don't like Davey Richards, he's probably the toughest one. That was probably the most fun and toughest challenge that I've had so far. And I mean, I've wrestled Hammerstone. I've wrestled O'Shea Edwards. I've wrestled, actually, no, those are my, yeah, those are pretty much my top three. I wrestled Cruel before he was Cruel at one point. But I don't say Davey's the toughest one. Davey is the one, when I found out that I was defending it against him the first time, I changed up like everything I was doing in the gym. I really my cardio was already good, but like I like turned it up to another level just to make sure.
Smart, very smart.
The top of that mountain, though, in the MLW, I mean, Corp Bauer's not doing you any favors. You got EJ, you, he's got, you know, Fatu still floating around, Mance is back, fucking Calvin, Crybaby Calvin. I know we don't like him, but he's there. Don't sleep on Leo Rush.
I don't care if I have the belt or not. I'm the top of the mountain. Damn it.
Boom.
Bye. Boom. I.
Yeah.
Is my hottest thing out here. We the hottest thing out here.
Fuck yeah.
Out where?
At MLW. In the world. In the fucking world. But we the hottest thing out here, bro.
What about the FBI?
Hey, they want to be us too. They want to be us too. They want the jackets.
I love your energy.
Who doesn't want the jackets? Come on. No?
Can we have the jackets? I want the jackets.
Bro, yeah, I'm trying. I'm definitely trying. I'm trying to get with this this financier. I'm trying to convince him. I'm trying to convince him the money that we're going to make, but he ain't seeing me right now.
Why?
You want me to? Cause sometimes he be on some bull stuff. He be so focused on so many other things. And I'm just trying to tell him, yo, we gotta get to this bag, and these jackets are the bag. But we'll get there one day.
I love how all the language you used tonight, and you said bull stuff.
There's a time and a place to censor yourself.
Exactly.
That's right.
Not a problem. We're talking with Alex Kane at Alex_Kane11 on the Twitter, the Suplex Assassin on Instagram. He's got merch at brainbustertees.com/wrestlers/Alex-Kane. And of course, prowrestlingtees.com/MLW to get your Boombaye t-shirts, your Alex Kane t-shirts. He's got it all. Support the man. Show him some love. Yeah,
put some money in my pockets, dog. Let's
go. He might be the face that runs the place. He might be the guy that beats Hammerstone.
I will be the guy that beats Hammerstone. Hammerstone doesn't know it yet. EJ doesn't know it yet. Courtman even might not even know it yet. But I'm going to be the guy that beats Hammerstone.
Are you excited for the new Pro Wrestling TV deal?
I am. I really am. I mean, I've talked to Court a good bit about it. I feel like it's really gonna like open up, I guess it's gonna open up a lot of markets. But we were talking, it's like the market like in Britain or whatever, because I feel like they fuck with it a lot. I'm gonna become a household name, just give some time.
You're gonna murder those British kids on Sunday, you're gonna be a household name.
Yep,
smushing.
Those kids look like they need like a fucking. They need to go to Pat's and Geno's, and they need to put some LBs on.
They need to put some LBs on. I'm not gonna completely rag on them or whatever, because they wouldn't be in the league if they weren't good. I've watched some of their stuff. They're decent, but I'm still gonna beat their ass.
I think they get by on their last name.
Probably. I wish I had a fancy last name.
Yeah, and he's a son of a bitch. All right, you don't like the Hulkster. You don't fuck with the Hulkster and the Goldberg. I don't fuck with the Dynamite Kid. How you like them apples?
I like Dynamite Kid. Oh, at least I like his. I really like his intensity.
I bet his wife loved it when he put the shotgun in her mouth.
Shit, dude. God damn. Okay.
What? Right. It's in his fucking book.
Okay. I don't know nothing about that.
Fantastic book, by the way. Fantastic book.
Boy.
One of the first wrestling books I ever read. Love that book.
Either he wrote about it or Brett wrote about it.
No, he wrote about it. I'm pretty sure he wrote about it.
Well, look, from a wrestling standpoint, that man was intense as fuck, and I fuck with it.
Yeah. In the ring.
We're going to talk about in the ring.
But is the Bombay a Boombaye? Excuse
Boombaye.
Me.
It's Boombaye. Why do you keep saying Boombaye?
Yeah.
Why? You've done a podcast with me for 11 years. You know I can't fucking talk.
I wasn't going to correct you, but I couldn't take it anymore.
The Boombaye.
There you go.
There we go.
Are we accepting applications? Are you always looking to grow?
I'm always looking, but nobody impresses.
Nobody.
Nobody.
So, addresses. All right. Oh, God.
But when I do add somebody, just know that they are the creme de la creme.
What if Crybaby Calvin came to you? He said, "Listen, Kane, Mr. Kane, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I'm Boombaye now. Let me in."
Now, Alex Kane, go to Black Wrestling at Black Wrestling, buddy. You're over there now.
Oh my God! No, Calvin's missed his opportunity. He missed his opportunity.
Shit!
I would love to see if anyone else joins this, because that means that you got to be at the top of your game.
Fuck yeah!
I think I'd like. I don't know what he's doing. I know he's crushing it in the Northeast. I think a Darius Carter would be a nice addition.
Yeah.
I mean, Darius Carter's really good. I wrestled him. He's really good. He won. I mean, but that is what it is. And he's probably the biggest win of his life. But I feel like he's too self-centered. He's way too self-centered.
It's all about him.
Yeah, it's all about him. He's a little narcissistic, too.
I agree.
Yeah, but it's done well for him so far, you know?
But that's not team material. Fight team material.
It's all about him and his scarf, and I don't like it.
But he's one hell of a talent.
No, he's good. Yeah. Somebody you raved about him a couple weeks ago.
Somebody should definitely pick him up soon.
When you hear that somebody like Delirious is going to be in the locker room, you hide your belongings. He's barking like a dog.
I might call the animal control. Maybe might call animal control. All right.
I like that. When you're in Philadelphia, you will be this Sunday for Fightland, a huge, huge show. Do you partake in the cheesesteaks?
Every other time that I've been there, I have. It's normally after my match because I can't eat before I fight. But yeah, I do partake in the cheesesteaks.
You never eat before you fight?
No. Like maybe like in the morning if it's like early enough, but like if it's close to like time to go, I can't.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Do you have a place of choice when you're partaking in the cheesesteaks?
No, I don't.
Whatever's closest.
I can't remember what's closest to the arena, but they always get catering. So,
oh, nice. It's
whatever they get.
That's the thing about Court. Right. Court likes to eat, right? So that's why you guys always got catering.
Yeah, the man likes to eat.
Who doesn't?
It's called quartering.
I mean, sometimes I don't like to eat, but I have to because, you know, you don't become a brick shit house not eating food. So
you gotta have it.
Have you never been called a brick shit house before?
I get called it all the time.
Okay, I didn't know if you were mocking me.
No.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
No. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite compliments.
And like, I don't know if I said it wrong, and then you're just saying it wrong back to me, and I think I'm saying it right.
No. You said it right. I remember. I posted something on Twitter about like not having a great week with my lifting, and Kevin Blackwood's like, "You'll be all right, bud. You're built like a fucking truck." And I was like, "Okay."
So you don't think he was trolling you? Or you think
No. Okay. Before I started doing the Olympic lifting, he was one of the people that I would always reach out to because he always posts videos of him doing it, and I was like, "Guys, that shit looks cool."
Yeah, it's a good dude.
What are you benching?
I have no clue. Honestly, can I tell you?
No clue? Come on. No clue.
Bro, I...
Only amateurs count, Matt.
Only amateurs count, and only amateurs max out on bench. Fuck.
Look, dude. The only bench I'm on is the fucking bench at the fucking bus depot.
Yeah, and he's maxed out on that one a few times.
Yeah. That's right.
So you just put all the fucking plates on, you're like, yeah, I got this.
No. We don't ego lift. That's how you get hurt.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
That's the cardio brick house.
And your boy's all natural. I'm an all natural brick shit house.
I think that goes without saying. No one's insinuating that.
Yeah, good.
So I mean, Calvin Tankman's all natural.
Yeah, he's all natural. This is all natural crybaby.
Oh, in the house.
Boom. That's perfect. That's a good night, folks.
I love how it just always goes back to him being a crybaby.
What's with the I gotta ask on your Twitter at Alex_Kane11, what's with the SmackDown Here Comes the Pain logo?
Bro, somebody fucking who is it?
It's been going
around. I can't remember who it is. It's another black wrestler, but he was making them or whatever, and like if you commented on it or whatever, he'd be like, "Oh, look," he'd send you a message, "Oh, you're in the game too." I was like, "Oh shit."
Let me ask you this. I think I might know who it is. I could be wrong. Is it Michael Starks? Is it Hot Dog Starks?
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's something. I think it's Trevon Jordan or something like that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
because I know Starks was doing it for a little bit. I don't even know if you know him, but I know.
No, I know him.
Yeah. I know he was doing it for a little bit.
Shit, it might have been him. Shit.
Yeah,
he's one of them.
No, because he dabbles in the graphic design and designing and stuff. So
yeah, but that shit's fire to me. I was like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Is SmackDown Here Comes the Pain your game?
No.
What's your game? Give it to us.
SmackDown Shut Your Mouth. The game before it. Just Bring It's Fine too, but Shut Your Mouth is my favorite. It's the most unrealistic game in that little bit of a series.
Yeah.
And I've normally play wrestling games for like the season mode or the story mode, and though I know that entire season mode, I can still go back and play it with anybody, just about anybody, and be entertained and have a good time. You can't do that with the wrestling games now. The wrestling games now are trash.
Fair enough.
You're here.
I will take your word for it.
I agree. Yeah. Well, Alex, this has been an absolute pleasure. We've taken up so much of your time. We appreciate it. You're going to follow Alex at Alex_Kane11 on the Twitter machine, the Suplex Assassin on Instagram. He's got the link tree on his Twitter, so click that. He's got a YouTube page. He's got merch. He's got the boom.
I've got all the boxes checked.
And now you can add Shining Wizards Podcast to your resume.
Yes.
Come on, we had a good time. We had fun.
We really, I really did have a good time. I can't like when y'all I'm serious, because some people be like, oh, we'd love to have you back or whatever. But like, if whenever y'all can have me back, bro. Like, this was
100% we will. Maybe after you get out of jail when you commit murder this weekend.
Yeah, maybe. I'll let you know.
Them skinny ass white boys are gonna get their shit handed to them. Hide behind Big Uncle Davey.
They don't get their ass whooped. Davey can't save him.
They look like a couple fucking bangers in MASH. Right? That's a British thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy.
This Sunday, Philadelphia, the 2300 Arena, the Boumaier Fight Club taking on the Billington Bulldogs. What a douchey name. The Billington Bulldogs and Davey Boy Smith Jr. Top of the card, last man standing match, Alex Hammerstone against EJ Nduka. Ty Valkyrie defends her featherweight championship against Trisha Dora, your middleweight champion. Shun Skywalker takes on Lindsay Dorado, Jacob Fatu, Leo Rush, Willie Mack, Calvin Tankman, Enzo Mance Warner, the Samoan SWAT team, FBI, plus past guest Sam Adonis debuts, and Delirious will be running around like a maniac.
Awesome.
The match to see is the Boumaier Fight Club versus the Musty Bulldogs.
That's I got to ask one more question. The TV tapings, they're fucking forever because I've been to one. How do you pass the time?
After I'm done, if I don't have anything else, like any segments or anything like that, I'm on my phone, or I'll try to go back to the hotel if I can. Sometimes you can't. But yeah, I'm normally on my phone doing something fun, passing the time or watch it. A lot of the time, like if there's a match, cause like not every show has matches that I'm like, oh my God, I have to see this. But like, Willie Mack and Calvin, Crybaby Calvin, I'm definitely going to watch that because Willie Mack is amazing. Leo Rush versus Fatu, because I just like that matchup. The drastic differences in style and size. And then Trisha Dora's debut, I definitely want to watch. So this show I'll definitely have. I'll be occupied.
Right. You won't be on Black Wrestling Twitter.
No.
Awesome.
Clear Jesus. That history, bro. Clear that history.
Yeah, clear that browser, man.
Don't let your wife catch you, dog.
No, hell no. I don't want to see you getting in trouble either.
Cash and cookies.
Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. Seriously, we're gonna get you back. We're gonna shoot the shit. Down the line, we're gonna celebrate you being a champion again. What title we don't know, but you'll definitely be champion.
Either national open weight. Or heavyweight. We'll see.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for your time, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk soon, and good luck this weekend. I mean, you don't need it, but good luck. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alex. Be well, man.
And watch out for those dirty Philly fans, because they're in the fucking World Series now. You're going to listen to their dumb mouths.
They are. There's only a few Philly fans that I fuck with, but most of them are extremely annoying.
Yeah, so watch out for them. They'll be in fucking rare form, fucking assholes.
All right, y'all have a good night.
Later, Alex.
Take care, Alex. Thanks.
Their dumb fucking mascot, the Philly Phonetic.
Question. Are you going to do the reads real quick? Because the fucking dryer is squeaking like a fucking idiot over here.
I can do the reads really fast.
All right. Yeah, take care of that. I'll be back too.
I'm going to go big screen. Don't mash any buttons, you two.
All right, go big screen.
All right. If you enjoyed the Alex Kane interview and you want to support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, you can do so over at our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you. Oh, look at me. I pointed. You know, my little finger. You can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Head over to patreon.com. For $1 a month, we mention your name every week on this show. For $3 a month, you get our bonus content, which is a dry well right now. You can blame Tony and Kevin for that. $5 a month, you get the tiers below, you get the mention, you get the bonus content, and we'll plug your social media. $10 a month, you get all that, and at the beginning of every month, we do a drawing. I got all your names in this little koozie with a bloody Shawn Michaels on it. Ugh, the drinks don't kill you, the Marines will. I shake it up, and I pick a winner. That winner gets to decide how they're going to be a part of the show. Maybe they challenge the Can You Beat That Champion. Maybe they go down the aisle with us like Brendan Haney did last 2 weeks ago. Maybe they sit in on an interview like Ryan Schlong did. David Henry Bauer III, he is still deciding what he wants to do. Does he want to do a Wizards Rewind? Does he want to do a bonus episode? You get to be a part of the show, and that happens at the $10 tier. So check out patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Time to thank those that support us. Kathy Hummer, the queen of the Shining Wizards. Mr. Manny Crazzo, the king of the Wizards. Danny Russinello, at not Danny Russ on the Twitter machine. Anthony Russinello, he's part of the Mark Order podcast. You can hear him every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and markorder.com. I don't even know the website. Oh, they're going to fucking roast me for that. Sean Clayho, join the markorder.com. Kate Hensler, at Miss Kate Fabe. Kate's doing great things over on Fightful on the Mark Order podcast. She's doing post shows. She's doing pre-shows. And I got a big announcement after we do the Patreon plugs. Matt Garifo at WhoDatMatt81. No relation to KJG. Christine Friesendorf. Mark Parloni.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Jay Kopp, the big Kopp of Pump. I think he's still part of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I don't know, and I don't care. Thomas Kopp's the Mott Spock at High Five Tom. He's doing the Marking Out ROH Revelry podcast, and he's a good guy, so you should be following Tom. Michael Hammond, Matthew Birch, Braided Bergen, at Enfuego 30 on the Twitter machine, our number one fan from Iowa. Brendan Haney, Ryan Schlong, at Mark Order Pod on the Twitter machine every Wednesday night. Asian Joe, David Henry Bauer III, his pal Antonio Horseman makes experimental music at Harvestman Records, 856.bandcamp.com /music. David, we're happy your move to Texas was successful. We hope you are settled in and continued support, my friend. Mike Peterson, at LOL, Mike Peterson. I Dunk Biscuits. The Daily Smark, thedailysmark.com. At The Daily Smark on Twitter. They help you find the latest wrestling news along with up-to-the-minute daily podcasts. Don't forget, we deliver YouTube videos to keep you in the loop. Kevin Rogue, at Year of Pod, at JJ Rogue Means, at TOTS Pod. Kevin's doing it all. TOTS Pod is an action figure podcast. Year of Pod is a throwback podcast where they go back and they do a whole year's worth of WCW, WWF, ECW pay-per-views, and JJ Rogue Means is a dirty, rotten son of a bitch. He's fucking with my man Thunder Frog. We can't have that. But follow them all. Show two of them love. Hate on JJ Rogue. And last but certainly not least, he's got a Twitter handle, at W Mercier Jr., the one, the only, William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
Kevin, I know what you mean. And we are putting the 11th anniversary show in the hands of two people that we think and hope are very capable. We will not have anything to do. Well, I'm not going to say we're not going to. We will not be planning our 11th anniversary show. We are leaving that monumental task up to Kate the Great and Handsome Kevin. I could not be more excited for this. Just got to plug in and sit my ass down in this cushy chair. And all I know is that there will be a Can You Beat That championship match that night. And that's all I know.
That's it.
That's all I care to know. I am super excited for Kate and Handsome Kevin to put together something.
Another wonderful idea from Shining Wizards Tony. You're welcome.
You know what, Tony? You do that. I got it. Look, as much as I shit on the roast of Tony, it was super fun and it went over really well.
Huge success.
And we did kick around a couple different ideas, but I think this idea might be the best one. So we're going to roll with it.
It's fuck like, they're, yeah. See what like they're hosting like the Oscars. That's how they should treat it. I think.
Oh man, black ties and cocktail dresses. Yeah. And
if they're not in a tux and a gown, then what are we even here for?
But who's gonna wear which one, Kevin?
I don't care.
Somebody who's going to care, somebody who's going to have the spotlight on the 11th anniversary show. The one and only Can You Beat That Champion, Mr. Christian Rocco.
How's it going, guys?
Uh-oh, we got an echo.
Wait, there's an echo? Let me see if I can fix that.
Oh, no. We're off to a good start.
You know what?
The champ. How's that?
I think it's better. Yes.
Better? All right.
100%.
The champ was not shown the necessary respect that the champion deserves to be shown.
That's right.
So when I reached out to him and I was like, hey, are you free Monday? He was like, yeah, what's up? And I was like, oh, the fucking committee didn't bother to reach out to you? He's not even defending his title tonight. He doesn't know. This poor guy, he's going to school. He's going to wrestling school.
Oh, no, I'm done school. I'm done school. I'm working now. I'm working, man.
Come on, come on, man. Just for the bit.
Kayfabe, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
The bit. He's working a 9-to-5, or then he's doing the overnights in between going to school. He sleeps like 4 hours a night. He's much better than Vince McMahon. Right, and he's not taking his dong out and just putting it on people. Show him some fucking respect, Tony. This falls on you because you are the liaison to the fucking committee.
First of all, yes, I am the liaison. Second of all, I am not the committee. This is not.
No, but you're the liaison.
Well, here's the thing. Right. Christian got a week to sit back and relax and enjoy another month as Can You Beat That Champion? Am I wrong? Maybe he wanted to take the night off. Who are you to bother him to make him show up for this debauchery?
Christian, was I bothering you?
Not at all. I was doing nothing.
I think
full disclosure. I was
Don't try and turn this around on me with your horseshit, Tony. You're the liaison to the committee. So what happens is the committee doesn't pass a message to you, right? I have to be like, oh, we should invite Christian Rocco to this fucking miraculous showdown bullshit that I somehow got fucking roped into. I had to fire all fucking three of my lawyers because they didn't know how to fucking lick a fucking stamp and send you a letter to give it to the committee. I don't know how you do it by pigeon. You ride it over on a fucking bicycle, the Pee Wee Herman bicycle. I don't know what goes on in North Arlington.
The Pee Wee Herman bicycle.
You got to show the champion respect. He didn't even know this was happening.
Did they ever find that bike?
Yeah, of course he did. He was
outraged.
In the basement of the Alamo.
That's right.
Where's the basement of the Alamo?
There's no basement in the Alamo.
That's what I was going for.
Well, buenos dias. I want to watch Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, but Tony, I as the liaison to the committee, listen, I actually interacted with the committee lately. Tremendous group of people. Tremendous.
Fantastic. See, now, Kevin, that surprised me because I don't even know who's on the committee.
Kevin gets a shot at possibly being in the championship match, and now the committee's fantastic people. This is bullshit. It's wonderful. Well, I'm burning this motherfucker in the fireplace when we're done.
The one member of the committee, I got to say, is a great guy.
Now, you see, you say that, but he's not a member of the committee. He's like their spokesperson.
So then why is he hiding?
Because
he wore a mask when we hung out. The committee wants to remain.
Well, the committee wants anonymity. The fact that I'm known as being a liaison to the committee, like, that's kind of enough. And I sort of have to be because I'm on the show. I mean, that's kind of the way it is.
Can you beat that as a publicly traded company? The committee should all be known.
I don't know where you're coming up with this stuff.
All right. Just saying. Great, guys.
I don't know enough about the committee. All I know is what they tell me and the information that I'm sent. So that's that.
Great. Boop.
Well, Christian, mark it off on your calendar. November 21st, the 11th anniversary show. One thing we know is you will be defending your championship against either myself or Shining Wizards, Kevin. But I felt it was necessary, since I'm a man of the people, to reach out to you, champ, and invite you on, because I think it's only fair that you see how this goes down. And please feel free to weigh in. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You can tell the committee to go fuck themselves, or you're very excited, you're glad to be here, whatever a hardworking man says when he's putting this.
I'm hoping to see the committee on the 11th anniversary show. No, thank you guys so much for inviting me. I mean, it's a huge honor, seriously. I've been watching your show since, what, 2012?
I don't know. How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird, Christian, because somebody sitting in here next to you made an accusation that you don't even listen to the show.
No, that's not true. Especially since, what are you talking about? I brought up everything before when you guys were saying, did you know about these allegations of cheating and everything?
Now, Christian, don't address me or Kevin. You're going to want to address the liaison.
I'm not addressing anybody. I've absolutely, I listened to the show. Have I listened to it as consistently as I was a kid when college would get in the way? No. But yes, I do check in with the show as much as I can.
I'm not worried. You should just address Tony, who's you know,
Tony. I listen Tony to you. Come on.
Well, look, all I'm saying is that Matt was making this big deal that you had no idea that there was this championship contenders match tonight. And we've only been talking about it for the past couple of weeks. So I figured at some point you might have heard.
But as the champion, he should be the first person to fucking know about this.
If he listened to the show, he would be.
No. Matt, go ahead.
The committee has a rightful duty.
I do have duty.
Yeah, we know. Every 3 weeks at the breakfast table.
I mean, in all fairness, when you guys reached out to me, I didn't expect to come on, but I didn't know if it was today or the next day or the next week.
Ah, the next day? We don't air on Tuesdays, sir.
I know you don't. Tony.
I love this. I love this.
You love this. You've created.
I love it that you and Kevin are so fired up, and I really hope you murder each other. Because it's time once again for everybody's famous wrestling game show. Can you beat Matt? Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a Contenders Championship match for you. The winner of tonight's contest will go on to face the champ, Mr. Christian Rocco, at the Shining Wizards 11th Anniversary Spectacular. But in the meantime, it is time for me to lower this music. And it's time for us to meet tonight's two competitors. Facing off against each other, they are brothers from another mother. They are bonded in podcasting matrimony. And they are both Shining Wizards. Shining Wizards, Matt, and Shining Wizards, Kevin. Boys, welcome once again to the hallowed halls of Can You Beat That? We'll start with Matt. Matt, how you doing tonight, brother?
Great.
Kevin, how are you?
Not gonna lie, I'm a little nervous. I drove a long way to be here, hundreds of thousands of miles, just to be here with you guys on Can You Beat That, and hopefully retake the championship one day from the very well-respected champion, Mr. Rocco. But first, I have to get through the very well-informed, very talented Shining Wizards, Matt.
There you go. Any thoughts on tonight's matchup? Kevin said he's a little nervous. He traveled far to get here. Matt, do you have any thoughts about tonight?
No.
Okay, then.
Why don't you ask the champion?
I'm getting there.
Are
you
the host of
the show, or is this my guest? Good job, hand job. Throwing your shit around.
Good job, stupid ass.
I got lots of pens. I'm always ready.
Christian Rocco, the reigning and defending Can You Beat That champion. You've actually got the night off tonight, scouting out the competition. What are your thoughts on these two fine competitors?
Oh, I want to see a fight to the death. I want to see some brutality. I want to see a death match tonight.
Now, do you think by not participating tonight, you might be a little off your game next month, or is this all just par for the course?
No, in all honesty, I probably needed this night off. I've been so exhausted from traveling, doing a lot with wrestling lately. So I'm just ready to sit back, eat some popcorn, and watch these two kill each other.
What kind of popcorn are you eating tonight?
The imaginary kind.
Oh, yeah. The best. It's so delicious. You can put whatever toppings you want on that bad boy. And it
tastes like air.
What's toppings on a popcorn? Salt or butter?
You never had like caramel corn or like
spicy cheddar?
Yeah, nothing like that. A little white cheddar maybe.
You don't put it on top. It comes that way.
It's a great point, Tony.
I don't know. Matt's just not a fancy gentleman.
What are you going to sit there with a fucking bottle of caramel and drizzle it all over your little popcorn?
And what if I did?
You get your fingers all sticky.
So what? I lick them off.
You got sticky fingers. Yeah, then you're licking your fingers and putting it back in the bowl.
Yeah, then I'm checking my ass.
Everybody else.
That's a violation.
And then I'm checking my oil because I'm at breakfast.
Well, probably shit your pants.
Probably. Well, this is how the game is played. I am going to ask two questions to the boys. They're going to have to decide how many answers they could possibly answer to each question. And we go back and forth to see who can answer more of the correct answers to each question. If a person decides that they can't go on any further, they will let the other person try to answer. In order to score a point, that person must answer every single one that they said they could. If they get just one wrong, they lose the point. First player to two wins. If there's no winner after the first two questions, we're tied at 1-1. We go into ultra sudden murderous death. Since Kevin played this game more recently than Matt, we are going to consider Kevin the top contender for this one. And we're going to give Matt the opportunity to ask which question he wants to go for first.
Does the leather daddy have any problems with that?
I don't care.
Oh, all of a sudden he doesn't
care. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Kevin's in a different mode tonight. Usually Kevin's all ornery right out the gate. So
He's very focused.
It's going to be scared. I'm nervous.
Well, you should be because these questions suck.
Yeah, well, see, that's your freaking problem.
It's not my problem. It's the committee's problem. Matt, these are the topics of the two questions with the most possible correct answers. You get to pick which one you want to go for first. Hardcore, again. Four possible answers. Teaming the Midwest and the Big City. Six possible answers.
Teaming the Big West and the Big City or whatever the fuck you just said.
All right, close enough.
Big West.
Matt.
Yeah.
In the history of the AWA Tag Team Championship and the various titles in the modern history of the WWF Tag Team Championship, talking history from like 1967 to current day, six men have held tag team gold in both the AWA and the WWF. How many can you name? Six possible answers. Christian, what do you think of the first question?
Six possible answers they've held tag team gold.
Tag team gold in AWA. I'm
trying to think of that one.
The AWA and the WWF. And we're not talking about weird WWF, Intercontinental, or International, anything like that. Straight up tag team titles. AWA World Tag Team titles, WWF World Tag Team titles, and all their iterations. SmackDown, Raw, World, everything else that's not outside of like the weird 70s and 60s kind of like made up tag belts to send off to other countries.
I'm going to say three.
Three.
Yes.
Kevin, Matt says he can name three. The question to you is, can you beat that?
I can go four.
Matt, Kevin says he can name four. Question back to you, sir. Can you beat that? Six men who have held AWA, WWF Tag Team Gold.
Can I have a second?
Sure.
Thanks.
You got time. Now, Christian, the easy question to you would be, do you think you would have named all six?
No way. Thinking here, Tony.
Absolutely not.
But we can't just let the show be quiet, Kevin, so shut up and think.
I was thinking about maybe like two or three. So I want to see what the fourth one would be. Ooh, I'm not looking up the answer either. I want to be surprised by this one.
Interesting. Very interesting. Christian not feeling confident on this one. You know what? You know what, champ? If you want to play along and you want to just jot some names down, I'd be curious to see what you come up with, to be honest with you.
Kevin said four.
Kevin said four.
I'll go five.
Matt is going five. Kevin, question to you, my friend. Can you beat that?
See, now I'm second-guessing one of them.
It's what we like here.
Because it seems too obvious to be what it is. And I can't remember if he held that belt.
What it is.
There. God, I'm really second-guessing this one, so now I have to think again. Can I have a minute?
Yeah, take your time. Just want everybody to sweat at home. If you missed out on your Shining Wizards Halloween shirts last year, tough titties on you because this thing looks awesome, even though it's faded to shit because I wear it all the time.
Matt's at five.
Matt is at five. So if you want to go run the table, That's the option.
Ooh, wait a second.
Uh-oh, Kevin's got an epiphany.
Oh, is this AWA, though? Am I confusing my territories?
AWA.
That's what I'm worrying about, too.
And it's not no weird-ass titles that got sent to Mexico. It's not some shit that was made up just for, like, Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, no. Never mind. They're done.
Nothing goofy.
No, they're out. Because they never held them in here. My mind is all over the place.
Six men have held.
I got to let Matt go for it.
Matt, six men have held tag team gold in the AWA and the WWF. You said you could name five of them when you're ready.
Hawk.
Hawk is one.
Shit.
Animal.
Animal is two.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is three.
Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty is four.
He's got him. He's got him. Stop pretending. You know you got him.
It's Adonis.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the board, 1 point, Matt.
Oh my God.
I had Adonis, I had Ventura, I had Michaels and Jannetty. Totally forgot about Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal. And then I had Rick Martel was the one I was second guessing.
I wrote Martel and Patterson. I crossed off
Martel, and then I went Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond and crossed them off.
And then
was Brunzell on there?
No, Brunzell was in WWE. Too.
I wrote down Hogan with a question mark because I didn't know if there was some weird AWA thing where he was a tag champion at some point.
The fact that the most obvious ones were Hawk and Animal and I couldn't think of them kills me because I had Adonis, Ventura, Michaels, and Jannetty.
Well, Ventura was not on the list. Adrian Adonis won the tag belts with Dick Murdoch in the WWF, not Jesse Ventura.
Oh, so who was the sixth?
The sixth is Blackjack Lanza. He won the WWF tag belts with Mulligan and won the AWA tag belts with Bobby Duncombe.
All right, so I would have lost anyway.
I would not have gotten that. I had Ventura down too.
Yeah, but no, Ventura. Good thing you went with Adonis first.
I thought you just stopped him because he got to his goal.
He did. He got five, so he won. Yeah. He got the point. Plus one for Matt. Yeah. Interesting.
Oof. So now, Kevin, I get the hardcore again one?
Your question. The topic is hardcore again. In the long and illustrious history of the WCW Hardcore Championship, four men held the belt more than one time. How many can you name?
How many? What's the number? Four?
Four.
Yes. I literally just saw a video essay on this title the other day.
This is so fucking stupid because there's the belt like was all over the place and 8 million people held it. So more than once.
Yep.
And there's only four?
There's only four.
That shocks me.
I know this one.
Christian right. Feeling confident.
I would have gotten
this. Too bad he's not playing.
Here we go. Kevin's getting fired up. I love it.
Hardcore. It's got to be.
Four men held the belt more than once.
All right. I'll go two.
Matt, Kevin says two.
I wrote down three names, so I'll say three, but I don't know if they're right.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Kevin, we pose the question to you. Can you beat that? Matt,
I mean,
says,
I gotta try, right?
Well, I mean, it's
your are we question. Also counting the trophy that they had at one point? Because it was a trophy at first.
No, that was like the back lot thing.
Yeah.
Where Finley almost ended his career. I would assume he's not counting that.
It's just the championship.
Just the championship?
Yeah.
So this is one of those questions where I could either like get it right in the first one or I could be out on the first one.
See, that's what I like about the short questions because it puts so much more of a question in your mind as to what the answers are because there's so little wiggle room, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you either have to know them or you don't. And it's like, oh, God, it's three. Oh, my God, I should know the fourth one. And, you know, I've been there.
I know at least all of them held it at least once. Matt,
now, we don't know if Matt's playing games either.
I don't know. Yeah, but I already said that I have to do it, right? So
no. Are you locked in?
I'll say I have three.
I have four people written down, but like Matt, are they right?
I got three, and I don't know if they're right.
Well, there's one way to find out. You're either going to run four, or you're going to let Matt try it again. No rush, though. You got time.
I know.
You don't have a lot of time, but you got time.
I got as much time as I want. Those are the rules of the game.
I'll have to check with the committee on that. But...
Great friends with the committee. So I have to go. I'll let Matt do it.
All right, Matt, in the history of the WCW Hardcore Championship, four men have held the belt more than once. You said you can name three whenever you're ready.
Norman Smiley.
Norman Smiley is one.
Motherfucker.
Knobs.
Brian Knobs is two. Matt is one answer away. And this is the one. All's quiet as Matt is contemplating.
I don't feel confident in this answer.
I think you've got it.
Yeah. I think you've got it too.
We'll have to see.
Same thing, last question.
Meng.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Kevin with the plus one on that one.
Can I shoot my guesses?
Okay, we got Brian Knobs and Norman Smiley.
Can I say Hack?
Hack is not on the list.
What about Finley?
Finley not on the list.
What I got about... my guess that I know is correct. Is it Terry Funk?
Terry Funk is on the list.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
And there's one more that's a tough one. You is had it, Terry Funk.
David Flair?
David Flair not on the list.
Crowbar?
Nope.
I was going to say Finley.
Nope.
I have Finley on my list.
Probably like fucking Tony Mamaluke or something stupid like that.
Close.
Big Vito.
It's Big Vito. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a tie ball game.
Oh, these are the best.
Now we come down to sudden death. The winner of this one goes on to face Christian Rocco next month at the 11th anniversary Spectacular.
Could have been like Bam Bam. Could have been like anyone, bro. Could have been.
We go to Matt first. Matt's going to have the option to play or pass. Matt, the question is, the topic is, I see dead people. Do you want to go first or do you want to give Kevin the option to go first?
I'll give Kevin the option.
Kevin, I see dead people.
I already know what this question is about.
You want to take a stab at it? I'm curious.
It's how many IC champions are dead?
Whoa, Kevin Garifo. Too bad you don't get a point for that, but good on you. 16 people that have held the Intercontinental Championship in its history are no longer with us. How many can you name?
All right. This obviously there's 16 answers, so you got to give me some time.
Yep. Christian, thoughts on the question?
Oh, this one's a rough one.
I mean, it's one of the I always tend to find that the more answers there are,
yeah,
you can navigate through a lot of them pretty easily if you know it, and then you reach a point where it's like ugh, and then it's kind of like, well, let's see where the other guy's at.
Yeah, so for me, it's easier for the older ones only because they either had longer reigns or they're more iconic, but like it's more the recent ones that'll throw me off.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the boys do. Kevin, have you come up with a number yet or you need a minute?
I need a minute, bro. 16 answers.
Well.
Because I'm very confident that I can eventually get to all of them.
There's 16?
Yes, there are.
All right, let me see how many I can get here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, while these guys are thinking and mulling over their answers, we want to remind you that you are listening to The Shining Wizards. We are available on all social media podcast platforms. We are available in streaming. We are available everywhere. Look for at Wizards Podcast on social media, The Shining Wizards on YouTube. These episodes are always available there. So if you want to see the look on somebody's face when they win or lose tonight, you can relive that moment forever and ever until the end of time or until Facebook throws us off. We've got a pro wrestling tee store, prowrestlingtees.com/wizardspodcast. Yeah, wait, no, that's Shining Wizards. I think it's Shining Wizards. I don't remember. Just go to Pro Wrestling Tees and look for Shining Wizards. We got tons of awesome shirts. It's good times. We got a Patreon, like Matt talked about earlier. patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Bonus episodes, all kinds of other goodies. We'll plug your shit. We'll plug you every week. You become a producer. Imagine that, telling us what to do. How dare you? Join us on the Discord. We've got tons of great people there doing all the wrestling talk, talking about music, talking about movies, talking about everything and anything. The link is on the Twitter profile, twitter.com/wizardspodcast. Kevin, how we doing? All righty. So, Christian, tell me what's going on at the Monster Academy.
The Monster Factory?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Monster
Academy. Yeah, doing great. Currently, we have a show coming up this weekend. I will be wrestling Jason Morgan. It's going to be really fun. I've been doing great lately. They turned me babyface, and the crowd's really taken to me. It's kind of crazy. It's weird having fans.
You know what it is, dude? Like, you're a good-looking guy. Like, I always imagine you as, like, the Tito Santana of the Monster Factory, like the guy who's never going to go heel, you know?
I mean, that's a huge compliment. I love Santana.
All right, so I got 11 right now.
That's what I've got right now. I think I could do more.
All right, well, are you going with 11? I mean...
No. Oh, shit. That's right. I have to actually say it. Any more time.
Oh, my God, dude. Jesus.
I mean, is there a time limit? Have we ever said
that? Well, I'd like to go to bed before Tuesday.
Well, then don't pick a question with 16 answers. And I'm going with 11.
The long ones are difficult, though.
No, I'm going with 11.
Are you sure? You don't need another minute or two?
No, if Matt goes 12, I'm going to need more time, obviously.
Matt, Kevin says 11.
Matt's going to run the fucking table. Oh!
So there's nothing I can do, right? Can I match?
No. Oh, boy.
I was pressured into that. I'm protesting this right away. Tony wanted to go to bed. I'm protesting this immediately if Matt gets it.
You want me to say how many I have?
No, not till after. Nobody cares. Right. No offense. I'm furious right now.
Wow. You know the rules.
I know.
I was pressured into the freaking... I want to go to bed right now. I would have sat here all night and I would have came up with them.
Well, we can't sit here all night, dude. I mean, there's limits to everything.
Still bringing a wrestling almanac into the bathroom when you take a shit, buddy. That's all I got to tell you.
Matt, while Kevin sits there in anger, you have 16 answers to give me to tell me who former Intercontinental champions are no longer with 12. Us.
Look at that. I just got 12 right now.
Just because you're a fucking cookie.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go back to a Devils game with the committee and I'm going to file my grievance there.
Good luck. Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson is one.
Pedro Morales.
Pedro Morales is two.
Razor Ramon, Scott Hall.
Yes, that's three.
Mr.
Perfect is four. You're jumping on my list. Just give me a second. Go ahead. You go. Right.
Owen Hart.
Owen Hart, five.
Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior, six.
Damn.
Randy Savage.
Randy Savage, seven.
Rick Rude.
Rick Rude, eight.
Kerry Von Erich, Texas Tornado.
Kerry Von Erich, number nine.
Piper,
10.
British Bulldogs. Kids are going to get the shit beat out of them this weekend.
11.
China.
12.
He who we do not speak of, Chris Benoit.
13.
Eddie Guerrero.
14.
Umaga.
15.
A test.
God damn.
I would have never got Umaga.
Wait.
God.
Wait, I think you're forgetting one.
Who?
Luke Harper.
It's a great call. Was he IC champ?
He was.
Was he really?
Yeah, he beat Dolph Ziggler.
All right, so this whole thing's out. Whole thing's out. We have to do it again next week.
Wow. Good thing you're on the committee, Christian.
Am I officially part of the committee now?
Is this for real?
Yeah, he was IC champ. I remember
when he won the title.
God damn.
Oh, we gotta do it over.
Because I was gonna say something. I said I had 17, but I'm like, I might be wrong.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. All right. So the question is, what the question is, what do we do now?
We play again.
What are you asking us for? We're not part of the fucking committee liaison.
Well, we always have extra questions in case a snafu like this happens.
The guy wants to go to bed, and he forces me to answer questions before I'm ready.
Oh, and you then... said you would have never got Umanga anyway, dude.
Strike that from the record.
Ooh, I got two
backpedaling, Kevin.
I got two of them I could choose from here. I think I'm gonna go.
I blow them both.
No, I think I'm gonna go with this one. All right, Kevin. Since Matt had the opportunity to answer first on that one, I'm gonna give you the opportunity to answer first on this one.
I didn't just fucking blow my load.
Yeah, Matt, you should be really arguing with Tony about this.
Nah, it's just a fucking stupid game. That's
I know.
Kevin, what's up, topic buddy? To you. Starting heat.
How many
you
answers?
Want to play or do you want
to
play?
Oh, I
do
have to decide pass? If I want to play first. You don't tell us how many.
Nope.
I'll play it.
Kevin, on the debut episode of Sunday Night Heat, August 2nd, 1998, there were 14 participants.
Jesus Christ.
How many can you name?
In what?
In the show. In the show? Matches. Yeah. 14 guys wrestled on the show.
Son of a bitch. All right, so Shane McMahon was on commentary.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Matt, you probably earned this one because I can't. I mean, I'll take a stab at. I'll say one.
I got two.
This committee sucks. I feel like I have to like go into like my memory bank here and just like legit.
Wait, what? Oh, dude,
I have no idea. The Wi-Fi just shit the bed on my end.
Two times Rocco.
It kicked me out. What was the question? Oh, it's going.
Four. I mean, I feel like
having some technical difficulties. What was the question again?
Yeah, you really got two, eh?
14 wrestlers took part in matches on the inaugural episode of Sunday Night Heat on August 2nd, 1998.
I'll say three.
Matt, Kevin says he can name three.
Go nuts, buddy.
Oh, man.
I wrote down four names. I don't even know if they're all right, so.
Neither do I.
Kevin, you said you can name three of the 14 wrestlers who wrestled on Sunday Night Heat on August 2nd, 1998, the inaugural episode. Whenever you're ready.
God, I don't know why I'm starting with this one. Oh, it's going to be so embarrassing when it's like, no! Which one should I start with? Can I get an X-Pac?
Oh no.
Can I get a Mankind?
Yeah, you should have let off with Mankind. Ah!
Who else did you have on the list, Kevin?
I had Austin.
No, Austin did not wrestle.
And for some reason I had Christian.
No. But you were in the right ballpark. Matt, who did you have?
I had Edge.
Edge was on the list.
And I had Mankind.
Mankind was on the list.
And I had D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown was on the list.
and that's it.
Okay, so here, Christian, I got to know, did you have any answers for this?
I missed the entire question. I got kicked off. My Wi-Fi just shit the bed.
Oh, I thought maybe you got it.
I came back on, and then it was going in and out. Well, was it the first episode of Sunday Night Heat?
Yeah, the 14 wrestlers that took part in matches.
Yeah, I would have said X-Pac, Edge, nope. And Edge Mankind, there, yeah. Probably.
Okay, well.
I had Austin, X-Pac, Mankind, and for some reason, instead of Edge, I went with Christian.
Okay. Anybody else have any possible guesses?
God, I mean, Viscera?
What was the year?
1998 was the debut episode.
Okay. Was it before or after SummerSlam?
Oh, Christ. Probably before SummerSlam. I don't know. Yeah, because SummerSlams are usually late in the year, yeah?
Yeah, 98. That was Highway to Hell. So I remember the Undertaker segment on that show.
Okay, so August 30th was SummerSlam.
So who did D'Lo work, Tony?
D'Lo Brown defeated Ken Shamrock by disqualification to successfully defend his European title.
All right, so Shamrock's an answer.
Shamrock is an
answer. Anybody from DX on there?
No, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So, I mean, there's 14 people. Tony, Sunday Night Heat was an hour-long show, and there's four. Is there a battle royal or a multi-man tag match or something?
There was a six-man tag match.
Were the Headbangers on the show?
The Headbangers teamed up with Darren Drozdov to take on Funaki, Menzteo, and
I was going to say Droz. Oh, my God. The reason why. So he's from my hometown, actually.
What's that, nice. Wheelchairs USA?
Oh, God. Like, I want to say, like, Test is on there, probably.
Test is not on there.
It's a card. What a fucking. Ugh.
Let's just go through Attitude Era with guys.
Matt looked at the card already?
I just pulled it up.
Okay. So Edge, we don't have Edge's opponent.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yep, that's the one.
God damn it. I was just
the Headbangers and Draws took on Kai and Tai. D'Lo Brown took on Ken Shamrock. And this was a tag match that Mankind was involved in.
Mankind and Kane versus Undertaker and The Rock.
Close.
You're missing the other half. You got
it.
The
was
Rock.
The Rock.
Undertaker Rock and Big Show?
No, it was The Rock. It wasn't Undertaker.
Oh, it was Undertaker. Rock and
think 98.
Yeah.
Rock and Farouk? Mark Henry?
Close. You're in the right ballpark.
Kama Mustafa?
No.
Keep going. No. Wait until you hit the splat on
Owen Hart?
Really?
I got it before he said that. Thank God.
Well, he still said it.
No, but
I mean, you throw
throw a lot of people. That was the clue that got me.
I'm saying it before it negates the joke, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was not a part of that joke.
I'm gonna give the committee shit on that one. That was fucking rough with Luke Harper. Wow.
Well, Matt's the one. So congratulations, Matt. You will now challenge Christian Rocco for the big gold belt.
Christian, thoughts?
I remember when he won it too.
Matt's a tough cookie, man.
Thoughts on the committee?
I shit a lot, so I read a lot.
That's a true story.
I bring my almanac into the bathroom all the time. Can't leave it in there though, because then it'll get.
I pretty much do the same thing.
Now let me ask Matt and Kevin: would you guys have remembered Luke Harper?
Probably not.
I didn't have him on the list.
I don't have him on my list now.
Had it gone to 17, you think you would have thought of him?
Probably not.
I don't think I would have.
But because look, you there's still a malfeasance on the committee, so we had to play.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, yeah. I mean,
when we start like Umaga's was like, that's as far in as I go, right?
Yeah.
For me, like that's it. Like I can't tell you. I don't even know who the fucking IC champion is today.
Oh gosh,
Walter Gunther.
Oh, that's right, Gunther.
So at Mania they had the ladder match. Wasn't Luke Harper the champion going into that?
Sure.
The one that Pat Patterson presented the belt.
Sure.
I'm almost certain.
Matt, I was really surprised that you got Test. That's the one I was hoping you would.
33.
Maybe.
Is that the one that Zack Ryder won?
No, that was in Dallas.
So 33 is.
No, it was in Orlando. It was 33.
Orlando.
33.
Yeah, Zack Ryder. Yeah,
33 was Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin for the IC title.
Wasn't there a ladder match for the IC title?
Yes, Zack Ryder. The Miz was the champ going in, I believe. Or he was in the match. And
yeah, you're probably right.
Zack Ryder.
I could have sworn Luke Harper was in that match.
He could have been.
I remember him with the white like strap, the classic look.
No, actually, he wasn't in that match because I remember this. It was because a couple guys got hurt, and then like all of a sudden, like Sin Cara and Zack Ryder were put in, and I remember like Zack Ryder winning the belt. I don't know if that's a – could have been another ladder match since then because Luke Harper, I don't think, was in the company at that point. He could have been. Could be way off. But anyway, it's neither here nor there.
What mania was that?
It was in Dallas. It was the one in Dallas, the ladder match that I'm talking about where Zack Ryder won. And then he lost it the next night to The Miz. He lost it back to The Miz.
He won it in a ladder match with Dolph Ziggler. That's what I'm thinking of.
Who's that?
Or no, he was in it. It was WrestleMania 31. That's what I'm thinking of.
That's the one in Dallas?
No, that's the one in California when Seth cashed in.
Gotcha.
I'm getting that one confused with the one in Orlando. But yeah, I remember there being an outdoor one that they had a ladder match, and I think he walked in as the champion.
He did not. Bad News Barrett walked in as the champion, and Daniel Bryan
walked in
as the champion.
Gotcha. No, but because I just remember him being in that match.
Yeah, he definitely was a champ, so...
Yeah.
God, I can't believe Luke Harper was the Intercontinental Champion. That's crazy to me.
He was. He beat Dolph Ziggler on Raw November 17th, 2014. He held it for 27 days and then lost it to Dolph Ziggler at TLC 2014. That's what it was.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, man. Damn it. Another loss.
You got nothing to be ashamed of, Kev. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I had 12, and then I thought of two more.
You would have beat me on the first one.
What, the
AWA tag champions won?
Yeah, the pressure gets to me, man. That's what it is. How do I not think of Hawk and Animal? Like, how do you just not think of that?
Sometimes it doesn't come to you, man.
Yeah.
Look, I'm stupid when it came to this shit. You saw my performance against Christian last month. It was fucking awful. But that was my dude. That was all I can do. I knew I wasn't getting the answers for it. I had to let him run it.
Like, how do I go? Pat Tanaka and Paul Diamond didn't hold the tag team titles in WWE. They were like the Bushwhackers' constant feud and the Rockers.
Yeah, like, but like, it's also the same thing with Jim Brunzel. Like, you think of the High Flyers, but he never did fuck all in WWF as part of the Killer Bees.
Yeah,
you know.
That team stunk.
So that's who I had, Jim Brunzel.
Yeah. You would have fucked up.
I would have been wrong.
And then I had Martel as well.
Martel
Barcel.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at the history of, like, both companies, like, there's so many other wacky titles, more so with the AWA, but, like, they gave Sergeant Slaughter, like, the America's Championship, and then, like, when he lost it and left to go fucking join Saddam Hussein, they just sort of abandoned it. Like, there's a lot of that shit that went around in all the major companies.
God, I'm so glad you brought that up because I got like six top fives in the hopper.
Oh, nice.
And I want to do one as soon as possible.
All right. Well, is next week Kevin's top five?
It's not a top five, I don't think.
That's all right. We could get one in there.
I want to do them before. Sometimes you want to get them done before they're too late. Before it's too late.
Next week is Kevin's top five.
Fuck yeah, dude. Look, everybody came out a winner tonight.
I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna do a topic. I'm gonna let you guys pick the topic.
I like it.
Or I'll flip a coin and one of you guys can pick the topic. How about that?
Our championship match is set. Shining Wizards match takes on Christian Rocco. It should be good.
A lot of poops between now and then.
Fuck yeah, dude. A lot of reading.
Yeah, you better have that committee double check their fucking work.
Look, it's a rare snafu from the committee.
Thankfully, it only takes one, buddy.
Well, thankfully, the committee had a backup question that neither one of you seemed to like, so that made me happy.
Yeah, it stunk.
They're not old gems.
It was a great question. I just didn't know the answers. That's why it stunk.
Sometimes those fucking tiebreakers could be the biggest bitch of them all. Oh, well,
Look, I'm gonna pull
the four of us would do incredible at like regular bar trivia, where it's just like asking the wrestling question. Like if we were a team, and it was just a, only one answer to a wrestling question, there'd be no stopping us.
You know what? I know we've talked about it and played around with it. I got to come up with another gimmick so this way we could do something like that. You know, maybe get people involved. Like not so much a can you beat that basis, but you know, something a little like more trivia centric, where it's like maybe one or two answers for a question, shit like that. Yeah. Maybe we could get a bunch of people playing, write down your answers and all hold them up at the same time, shit like that. That'd be interesting. But that's for
brainstorming. I like the sound of that.
That's for the minds to come up with later.
Yes. There would be no stopping us though.
Yeah.
Ain't no stopping us now.
No.
Well, Christian, eat your fucking Wheaties. Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins. Rub suntan lotion on your fucking sister, daughter, whatever the Hulkster's doing these days.
Brother.
Fucking Mad Dog 45's doing karaoke. Because I'll see you November 21st.
Oh, shit.
Oh, cutting a promo.
Committee or not?
More than ready.
Are you?
Take as many shits as you want, you're still not going to beat me.
I love it.
I appreciate you letting me poop as much as I can.
Permission to poop.
Get your fiber in. You're going to need a lot of reading.
Goddamn. Double shits, double almanacs, double information, motherfucker. All right, I'm ready to pull this train to the station. I'm fucking tired. My balls are hurting me from sitting in this chair.
Christian, thank you so much, brother. Take care.
Christian, thanks for joining us, my man. Good luck thanks next so month. Thanks so much, Christian. Make sure you're ready. Matt's a fucking tough cookie.
All right.
And hey, Christian has nothing else to say. He's gone. All right, kick him out.
Kicking him out? Kick him out.
Give it.
Son of a bee sting.
Bye, Christian.
Oh, bye, Christian.
See you guys.
Bye,
sorry. Christian. My Wi-Fi is shit right now.
You're good.
See you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Have it fixed been by November 21st. Pay your fucking bills.
Nah, I will. Shit. All right. I'll see you guys.
Chump ass challenger.
Later, Christian.
See you, Christian. Oh, is there anything else I wanted to talk? I know it's late, Tony, and Ring of Honor announced their next pay-per-view.
That's right.
So that's taking place December 10th down in Dallas. It's going to be an afternoon show, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What do you think great. About that, Tony T Dog? If you want to leave, I have no problem with me and Matt talking about the rest.
No, just a couple minutes. He's got to stay.
Yeah, that's right. You do.
Just a couple minutes. All right.
What do you think about that 4 o'clock start for a pay per view for, you know, quote unquote another company?
Well, I think about it. Yeah, I mean, it's the same night as the Heisman presentation. I think there's a UFC that night, too. So
then why have it that night?
Well, they're having it that afternoon. That's why.
But like, why? Like, an afternoon show doesn't seem like less than to you?
No.
Okay. Seems like it to me.
It's December. What people aren't doing shit.
Tony, you don't think that like an afternoon show, like knowing that you're going to get outdrawn by other stuff doesn't like make it feel like it's not.
Dude, I'm an old man. If wrestling can be done by 7 o'clock, then I could be in bed. Breaking news. I don't know if we knew this. Davey Richards is defending his national openweight championship at Hard Times against Colby Carino, son of Nippolis.
Dude, Hard Times has a fucking bazillion matches.
I know. We don't need to get into them today because we still got a couple of weeks. But
2 nights. I do want to give you my NWA hot take, though, Tony.
Hot take. Kev, what's your hot take?
Can I do that? Is that allowed?
Give it what's your hot take.
Tyrus, you didn't watch NWA Power, Matt. I'm guessing you didn't either.
No, did you? I did not get to see it.
This doesn't work then.
Just give it to us, bro.
I cared more about Tyrus in one like little split second than I ever did in my entire life.
Was it the interview he did with Joe Galli? Because he had a sit down with Joe Galli on USA.
It was the other guy. Like
Kyle Davis?
Yeah. And he interrupts him, like literally yokes him up. Black G's comes out. And like says, this isn't how we do stuff. Oh, he interrupts the spectaculars with the little guy, and he like gets them out of the way. They walk away. Like there's three of them and only one of him, and they still walk away. And then he yokes up Black Kyle. G's when he comes out with Marche Rocket and the Golden Dude.
Yeah,
and so like he like it was very simple, it was kind of almost like you felt like it was like a shoot, but it wasn't. It was one of those, like, it seemed like a really good, like, worked shoot. And I was like, bro, like, Tyrus, like, he, like, Black G's called him out. Like, we don't operate this way. We don't operate this way. You're making dumb mistakes. You're making dumb mistakes. You would be champion right now if it wasn't for me, if you weren't, if you would listen, accusing Tyrus of not listening. And then Tyrus, like, kind of choked him up and then just walked out. Like, the announcer's kind of saying, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. Tyrus, like, I don't give a damn about your break. Like, it felt like, it felt real. Obviously, we know it probably wasn't, but unless it was just like a screw up that ended up working perfectly. So, dude, Tyrus like had me like invested in his little scenario for at least one night.
That's the thing, man. He can talk people into anything, but it's the in-ring stuff that is very rough.
Even his talking, I never cared for. But this was just like, whoa, wait a second.
He's
like,
been on fire with this. He's been on fire with this stuff, giving up the TV title and having to, you know, go in without being a champion. Yeah,
and maybe it's because I haven't watched NWA over the last 2 weeks, but I tuned in this week, and the fact that I saw him just literally just interrupting stuff and just not caring and like, I'm gonna do what I want to do. He ends up leaving and like walking away from the Black G's confrontation, but it was effective to me.
Yeah, it was good stuff. He's good on the mic. I enjoy his mic the work.
I don't care for him at all, but that was good.
Enjoy his mic work. Tony, did you see the Hangman Adam Page injury?
Yeah, I did. I honestly watching it, it was just a freak accident, dude.
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, yep.
It was. I mean, Moxley just went in and he went for the flip, and he was concussed before he even hit the mat. Like, he had to have been, right? I mean.
The way it looks like he landed on the mat may have done it.
You don't think he was out before?
I think he was out before.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, that's the impression I got, because usually like he'll do the flip and land it, right? So like this one, I don't know, man.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that. That's a great point.
Scary. I mean, it sucks for him, man. It's good to hear he's okay and that they actually stopped the match and did the right thing.
And which is even scarier because Adam Cole is still out dealing with a concussion. So imagine having a couple more people out with concussions, then like, yeah, something you got to have a conversation about.
Yeah. Stop doing flips on clotheslines. You're not Fatu.
Well, this sets up our main event for our pay-per-view that we're going to. It's going to be John Moxley, MJF.
That was also a great recovery too. And was clearly like spur of the moment.
You think they're pulling the trigger on this one?
No, I think that was a scheduled one the entire time.
No. I'm saying the match. I think you think they're pulling the trigger on MJF on this one.
No. In terms of
winning the title. You're down the Hardy Boys and all that shit. You're down CM Punk.
I think you fire while you're hot, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no guarantee that MJF even wins the belt.
Well, I'm saying I'll put my pick in now. I think he walks out champion.
I agree, but I wasn't sure what Tony was saying in terms of, did they hotshot the angle because...
No. What I meant was, is it like that they're pulling the trigger? Is this going to be MJF's time?
I think it 100% is.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, his fucking... That back and forth with him and Regal was fantastic.
Yeah. You got to do it. You got to strike while the iron's hot, as they say.
Dare I say I should start watching AEW going into whatever thing we're going to...
I would, if you can make time to kind of stay abreast on what's going on. Yes.
Ooh, abreast. Mm.
Good word, Matt.
Nice.
I watched Rampage. I enjoyed Rampage, which was awesome.
Ace Steel's out.
Yep. Fuck him. Stop biting people.
According to Uncle Dave, they're looking to buy There are talks to buy out the remaining years of CM Punk's contract.
Yep. Heard that.
We've been hearing that for weeks though.
How do you guys feel about the Tony Khan, Billy Gunn, DX reunion thing?
I still don't know exactly what I've heard, like so many different things, like who reached out to who first and who did this and that. So I don't know. Like, I guess Tony Khan wanted them to mention the AEW.
Tony Khan wanted them to put some kind of like AEW logo on the screen when they announced Billy Gunn.
They could have done that.
Like when Billy Gunn came out, just have AEW's Billy Gunn.
Something along those lines, yes.
On a lower third. Dude, if they refuse to do that, that's silly.
WWE is not willing to mention that Gunn was an AEW talent on air in exchange for his appearance. Khan agreed to let him do the show, but but on the air they would have to mention he's from AEW, that AEW allowed him to appear, or some wording, but there had to be one mention that in some form he works for AEW, just as WWE already did when they got Mickey James for the Royal Rumble this past year.
Yeah.
All right, but here's the thing, though, and it's what I kind of mentioned it before. Impact is not AEW. With all due respect to Impact, Impact is a much, you know,
AEW. And they also threw Mickey James's shit in a garbage bag, so, you know, maybe they kind of owed her one.
That's a good point, too.
You know?
It's a shame. You can't do a DX reunion without Billy Gunn, right?
Well, I mean, they did it.
It's a shame. Willow Nightingale's All Elite, so AEW is adding a great piece to their women's.
Yeah, that was a weird way to announce it. They announced it, and then you got kicked out of the ring by Jade.
Get out of my ring. I'm a bad bitch.
We'll talk New Japan next week.
Cut the shit, Tony. Oh, that worked out well. I didn't mean that. Because that's what she always says to Tony Schiavone.
Yeah.
So we talked to MLW. We have new Impact Tag Team Champions, Heath and Rhino.
Yo, they got kids.
Looks like Honor No More is likely no more as PCO finally turned on Eddie Edwards. You can't call PCO a bitch.
Who called him a bitch?
Eddie Edwards did.
Oh, fuck him.
And he got his.
Do you think we'll see Vincent in WWE?
I don't know. I heard he was backstage a couple weeks ago. Him and Bateman were apparently backstage.
That's Dutch, right?
No, Bateman is Bateman.
I heard Dutch was back there.
All right.
Like Double Dutch? The Double Dutch bus is on the street.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Neither here nor there. Vincent was a guy who I never, ever in my wildest dreams, and that's no disrespect to him because I love him. He never came to me as a WWE guy out of all the people that have been in that era at the time. And the fact that there's a chance that he could be there makes me so freaking happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
That'd be pretty cool, right? Well, PCO is re-signed with Impact Wrestling.
Okay, good for him.
I guess we have to just make mention of it. Maybe.
If you're going where I think you're going.
Untimely passing of Kevin Nash's son.
Yeah.
Which is awful. And Kevin Nash took to his podcast, Click This, to pay remembrance to his son and kind of tell the story before, the wrestling media takes it and turns it into some fucking goofy dog shit. False. Yeah,
I listen to this actually.
Yeah. I can't listen to this.
I try not to. That's why I kind of didn't want to talk about it, but he could barely get through it. He got through it, but it was tough. It was a tough listen, man.
It's I've read a couple of the notes, though. It's nice to hear that Vince reached out to him and that Ric Flair was there for him, knowing that Rick went through it with Reed. It's sad, but there's a silver line. Like, it's nice to see that Kevin Nash has a nice support system there for him, and he gets to go and do his show and kind of tell the story, you know.
Yeah.
And he's not allowing someone else to write the narrative, and it was pits. I can't listen to it. Just reading the notes was powerful enough.
It's tough. Very tough.
I was literally just buying time because I sent Crowbar a message and asked him if he wanted to come on the show.
Oh, come on, dude. I got to go. I'm fucking tired of shit.
I know. It's been 12 minutes now, so I guess he's not available. I really was trying to throw you under the bus, Tony. What's
up, fuckers? Sorry.
We will be back next week. I don't know my schedule yet, but I think I'm working, but I don't know for how long. It might be like a 5 to 7, so I might be able to get here by like 7:30, 8 o'clock next week. As soon as I find out, I'll let you guys know. But I am working next week. I just don't know the severity of my schedule. We don't have any guests lined up. We got a Kevin's top five.
That's right.
We might have 6 Kevin top five.
Yeah, we might have 6.
Yeah, I missed the last one because I had to go to I had my anniversary dinner, and I enjoyed listening back to that. So hopefully I can be a part of that. Special thanks to Alex Kane. Special thanks to
Oh my A.
Top five.
He sent us a message. I always reach out after. He says the most fun I've had during an interview ever.
Fuck
the biggest compliment we can get.
That's I love that we have that reputation. I love that we have that reputation.
100%. So you can't ask for anything more. MLW this Sunday down in Philadelphia.
Maybe we'll start seeing some episodes on TV again. or YouTube, whatever.
Yeah, I think he said November 3rd the next season starts, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Looks like our Sal Pal is on Raw tonight.
Our Sal Pal?
Yeah, our guest in a couple weeks.
Our Sal Pal.
Our pal Sal?
There you go. You said our Sal Pal.
Oh, that happens. Sal Renaro was on Raw.
Oh, was the Gimp there too? Was Gags the Gimp there?
Was
he gimping and gagging?
There's definitely a couple dudes covered in tattoos. I don't know.
Dudes and tattoos. They're Newt's tag team to hit Monday Night Raw.
Don't know who they are. I know Sal. So Sal was on Raw for something tonight.
Good for him. It's awesome.
Yeah. And this has been a lot of fun.
It has been.
It looks like MVP is back with Omos.
Oh, Jesus.
He's always with Omos.
He almost got away from that.
I didn't know if he left.
He was on SmackDown with Omos on Friday, so.
Is it Omos or Omos?
Omos.
I like
Omos. He butchered the entire time, but I didn't say anything.
I enjoy butchering. Oh, yeah. It was 4-1.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, MVP's been with Omos since day one-ish.
All right. Well, so, you've been with us for the entirety of the show. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit the like button, subscribe, tell your friends. It costs you nothing. It takes you seconds. We'll be back next Monday night with another episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Until then, be kind to one another. Get your pets neutered and spayed. And don't eat the yellow snow. I don't know.
And if you can't afford it, do it yourself.
And don't slip on slippery leaves.
Yes.
Very, very slick out there.
And be careful when you're using the washer.
Yeah.
And the dryer.
And the dryer.
Washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer.
Cover your nipples, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Worst thing, but do us all a favor.
Want those nips everywhere, huh?
Cover them nips.
Nips and 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 nips.
Someone hitting the button.